This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Since there's no compromise, there's Plan B, a fiscal cliff alternative House Republicans could approve today. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Well, the goal of this measure, according to House Speaker John Boehner,
to make permanent tax relief for nearly every American.
By keeping tax cuts in place for every American making $1 million a year or less. Since Republicans know the bill would never pass the Senate or get his signature, President Obama calls the whole move a waste of time.
They keep on finding ways to say no as opposed to finding ways to say yes.
He's calling on Boehner and House Republicans to peel off the war paint and take the latest deal he's offered, tax hike for those above $400,000, Dave.
Rich, there are House and Senate hearings today probing the deadly attack in Libya, but Secretary of State Clinton, suffering from a virus and a concussion, won't be there. Other State Department officials will instead answer questions. She could testify in January.
Clinton's testimony is key because only she can explain why the Obama administration favored a light security footprint in Libya as the documented threat from al-Qaeda and Islamist groups was growing.
That's Fox's Catherine Herridge. They'll mourn more. In Connecticut today, laying to rest more massacre victims. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live in Newtown.
More funerals today of both teachers and students as investigators struggle to find clues as to why 20-year-old Adam Lanza plotted and carried out his deadly massacre. Preliminary examination shows he made and received few, if any, calls on his cell phone. This according to investigators speaking to the Hartford Courant newspaper. No information has emerged on text messages either. He also destroyed his computer in such a way that experts believe he may have left it worthless to forensics examiners. Dave.
Courtney, a nasty snowstorm is hitting parts of the Midwest. They'll be shoveling from Kansas to Michigan. Heavy wind making it worse. Blizzard warnings are up in 5 states. Travel treacherous in some areas. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
At Sam's Club, get more cheer for your holidays, all for less than you thought possible. Find the gifts on everyone's list from brands like Samsung, Eddie Bauer, and Keurig, and serve up the finest flavors of the season with Sam's Club gourmet appetizers, premium meats, and Cheesecake Factory desserts, all at exceptional values. Not a member yet? Join as a Plus member and save even more with the Sam's Club Cash Rewards Program. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. See club for details.
My Mercedes-Benz technicians know my car inside and out.
They arrived at my house and changed my tire in minutes. They had me on my way.
Prepaying for my maintenance is so easy and convenient. It's one less thing.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My go-to guys.
My rescue squad.
My road ahead. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
You can look out a window or click online. Either way, you get the weather, though our way is good for 36 hours. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Merry Christmas, Brazos Valley. Mike Vivaldi here with Team of Navasota. People are always asking, when is the best time of the year to buy a new vehicle? Well, the time is now. 2012s, they got to go. We have 0% available, huge rebates, and we have over 500 vehicles on the lot. Whether you're in the market for a new Ford, a Chevrolet, or a Dodge, Team of Navasota has your vehicle. Thank you for making us one of the fastest growing dealerships in Texas. Check out our giant inventory at teamofnavasota.com. And to you and your family, hope you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
There's nothing like the feeling you get from those three little words.
Batteries not included.
Don't let those three little words spoil your holiday gift giving. Come to Interstate All Battery Center and find thousands of batteries in every shape and size to fit every gift and every gadget. Plus, pick up great gifts like a portable car battery jumper pack or rock out speakers for iPods and MP3s to share music on the go. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable. 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, or call 775-4293.
Hi, this is Joanna with Texas Rose Boutique. Have I got a Christmas bonus for you? Shop Texas Rose and get a free bangle set with every $50 purchase. Find the latest in trendy fashions, jewelry, and accessories. Top of the line and hard to find, Tasha Polizzi apparel and Lane boots are now at Texas Rose. Grab a Texas Rose gift card or two, perfect for stocking stuffers and great friends. And remember, get a free bangle set with every $50 purchase. Texas Rose Boutique, the store within a store, next to Catalina Hatters in downtown Bryan. Happy holidays!
Christmas for Cowboys with Travis and Scott Catalina.
At Catalina Hatters, we've been making and renovating the finest quality custom-made felt hats for our customers around the corner and around the world.
We have all styles and qualities, handmade and creased professionally in our factory in downtown Bryan.
For stocking stuffers, Catalina Hatters offers a great selection of hat bands and hat accessories, even gift certificates.
Catalina Hatters, we're the working Cowboys trade. Family-owned and operated for over 30 years in historic downtown Bryan.
Merry Christmas from Catalina Hatters.
Live from Wings and More on University Drive, it's the Coach Billy Kennedy Radio Show from 7 to 8 on Monday nights. Join me, Dave South, and Coach Kennedy as we preview upcoming games and provide insight into the Aggie basketball program. Check out AggieAthletics.com for more details.
Douglas Jewelers is going out of business. After 48 years of proudly serving our customers of College Station and surrounding communities, Ronnie and Sandy Arrington are retiring. We'll celebrate this milestone with our entire inventory of fine diamonds, precious gemstones, and more being discounted up to 70% off. Shop early for the holidays at Douglas Jewelers and take advantage of these unbelievable savings on all fine jewelry. Save up to 70% off at Douglas Jewelers going out of business sale, 1501 University Drive East in College Station.
WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 44 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Fibermax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Thanks to the diligence of a Bryan citizen, two car burglars were caught around 11:30 last night. Bryan police say a citizen called to report a burglary in progress at 3300 South College and gave a complete description of the two men. Upon arrival, officers found and arrested 18-year-old Diedrich Scott and a juvenile, both of Bryan. Police say the witness did an outstanding job, and they're very thankful for citizens who serve as their eyes and ears in the community. An A&M student from Montgomery was killed in a crash early yesterday morning. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says a two-ton pickup driven by 19-year-old Chandler Small left Highway 30 in Grimes County and flipped three times.
The trooper had access to the subject's cell phone based on the time frame and what was left on the phone. It appears to the trooper that she may have been texting. That might have been part of the accident investigation.
Morgan says Small, who was wearing a seatbelt, was returning to College Station from Huntsville at the time of the wreck. Bryan police are asking for your help in finding out who was responsible for an armed robbery more than a week ago where the victim was also injured. The afternoon of Monday, December 10th, along Broadmoor between Carter Creek and Tanglewood, the 62-year-old victim told investigators she was in her driveway when a man struck her multiple times with his gun while demanding money. The woman received emergency room treatment for cuts and bruises, and the thief, who left on a bicycle, is described as a tall and younger black man of thin to medium build with chipped or missing teeth. College Station police are looking for those responsible for gunfire near the Lincoln Center and Southgate Village apartments yesterday afternoon. Investigators say they have no report of anyone being shot. Officers found several shell casings along Eleanor Street. Witnesses reported that two cars, a maroon-colored Toyota Avalon and a silver-colored Lincoln Town Car, were initially in the apartment complex. Driving down Eleanor near the Lincoln Center, a gun was fired out of one of the cars. The vehicles left in an unknown direction after passing by the Lincoln Center. This week's College Station School Board meeting included taking another step towards forming a community committee that will recommend what will be included in a future bond issue. Superintendent Eddie Coulson says the board wants the committee to consider repairs and updates to current facilities.
And that could be anything from roofs to air conditioners and other large projects to renovations that make sense for us as a district. We've been fortunate that we've been able to stay up with most of our big capital projects through the 2007 and the 2009 bond election. We're now to the point in the district that we have to look at that again.
Coulson says he doesn't want to be placed in the position of playing catch-up, though it has happened due to unexpected growth in CSISD. And another cold snap means firing up furnaces. In Bryan College Station, that means more than 15,000 customers of Atmos Energy will use natural gas to stay warm. And among the safety reminders from Atmos spokesman Chase Murphy is checking the possibility of carbon monoxide by looking at color of the flame.
If you look at that natural gas flame, it should be a brilliant blue color.
And if it is not, if you see little flares of yellow in there somewhere, that's a good sign that it is not burning completely. There's some incomplete combustion in there, and you could have some potential, and I stress potential, carbon monoxide problems.
Carbon monoxide causes health problems, including flu-like symptoms and sleepiness. Murphy says if that starts, call 911 and turn off the furnace until it's been inspected. Many members of the Blinn College Board of Trustees were at Kyle Field for the first Brazos Valley Bowl game that was co-sponsored by the school. Spokesman Brandon Webb says it was well attended.
Our hopes were to be well in the neighborhood of 8,000 to 10,000 fans, and that's certainly an aspirational goal for something you've never done before. But of the attendance figures we've seen in approaching four or five different bowls, we were definitely the largest, best attended bowl game. And that's not too bad for year one.
The Convention and Visitors Bureau is still tabulating the number of guests staying at local hotels for the bowl game, one of three sports events held that weekend. And the U.S. House is scheduled to vote today on one of the parts of an attempt to avoid the fiscal cliff. Congressman Bill Flores says the proposal from Speaker John Boehner contains several components.
The estate tax is a problem. This permanently extends current estate tax provisions. People are concerned about Section 179 expensing for small businesses. This permanently extends that. 60 million Americans are going to be affected by the alternative minimum tax. This permanently extends the AMT fix, or the temporary patch that's been passed on an annual basis. So this permanently fixes that.
It also extends the Bush tax cuts on annual income under $1 million, and for the rest, increases rates by 4%. WTOW News Time is 6:11. It's 44 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTOW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Join Riviera Salon and Day Spa to give back this holiday season. With your help, Riviera is giving spa services to the girls at Still Creek Boys and Girls Ranch. You can sponsor one of the ornaments in the Riviera lobby. Each ornament will be delivered to Still Creek Ranch, and tucked inside is a certificate for a trip to Riviera for a spa service. Everyone deserves to be pampered, so share the fun with Still Creek Ranch. To participate, stop by Riviera Salon and Day Spa across from the new Scott & White Hospital, or call 693-0350. That's 693-0350.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is committed to the small business owner. Aggie operated with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank, Texans helping Texans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061. That's 1-888-535-1061. 1-888-535-1061.
Hey, it's 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
We've had a strong cold front sweep offshore. Much cooler weather will pour in behind that system today. Lots of sunshine developing. Windy with highs of 55 to 60 today. Clear and breezy overnight. Lows will be 25 to 30. It'll be mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 60. Skies are clear tomorrow night. Not quite as cold. Lows 30 to 35. During Saturday, we'll see increasing cloudiness, a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. A couple press conferences from Coach Sumlin yesterday. We'll get you caught up on what's happening with Aggie football. A&M women's basketball make it 7 in a row. And Texas guard Kabongo is in hot water with the NCAA. All that and more coming up at 6:50.
Kabongo, what is that?
Yeah.
He's the guard. Mike, M-Y-K-E, Mike Kabongo.
Oh, I'm sorry, but all I could think of was El Kabong.
Yeah, really. Guard for what sport?
Texas basketball.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He's in trouble.
Does he hit people with a guitar?
Excuse me. Yeah.
No, they paid him to practice a little.
Oh, well, all right.
See, it kills the tease if I'm going to explain it now.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, I didn't even know who El Kabong was. I mean,
El Kabong!
Yeah, kind of with her. It's, you know.
You're killing me.
It's a team that we don't even play.
Sorry, we can't all be sports experts.
And he got paid. Imagine that. A college athlete got paid?
No.
Oh, alert the media. That's never happened before, right?
I'm going to stop doing teasing. I'm not doing this anymore.
Hey, for all those people who work for the utility companies, man, they're out this morning.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Like, it's a little blowy.
Yeah, if you wonder why they have those crews come in when the weather's nice and cut down all those tree limbs in your backyard, now you know why. I had my power go off twice this morning.
Man, no kidding. When I was up here at the very beginning of the day, it was creepy. I don't know, because we're so high up, the air, you know, there's no one else here. I just hear this. It sounded like I was on a ship. It was like creaking.
Yeah, it does.
And
moving.
Yeah, it was so freaky.
That was just me down the hallway.
Yeah. We were talking about that a couple of weeks ago because, you know, if you are, it does. It creaks a little bit. You hadn't been in the Kyle Field press box when you saw Varsity's horns off, girl, I'll tell you.
I have been at a game.
No. I understand.
Oh, not in the press box.
Yeah,
it
moves.
It will make your fanny walk.
Yeah. They in fact, put notes in there for people. If this is your first trip, don't become alarmed because it does move. But anyway. All right, so Alliance Ohio patrolman Seth Bushy was dispatched to a gas station to investigate the use of a stolen credit card. Well, it was at that time that Seth said that while he was taking the statement from one John Funk, or taking a statement, John Funk walked in and attempted to use the same credit card again with the police officer standing right there. Did I mention it was a stolen credit card? Seth apparently was in uniform, and Mr. Funk had allegedly stolen the card from his... Oh, man. Had stolen the card from his mama.
Oh.
God, dog, this guy's just a bad actor.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's getting coal in his stocking.
Yeah, he is. That's for sure.
Yippee! Fat. Great way to start
he'll
today.
Never get down,
absolutely.
Never get down. He's too fat for the chimney. Too fat for the chimney. So open the door and let poor Santa Claus in. There's no room for his tummy. Please do something, Mommy. Without Santa Claus, oh, how can Christmas begin? I don't see how I'll get the presents I've been looking for. I knew while sitting on his lap in that department store that he'd have troubles by chimney. He's too fat for the chimney. So
it shouldn't be funny, but it is.
I know it is.
It makes it
so
funny in Scott Place and sound.
Oh,
he's certainly chubby.
I'm 7 years old.
So yeah.
We need to write a thank you card to that coach.
Yes.
Never get down, never get down.
He's too fat for the chimney.
He's too fat
for the chimney. So I shouldn't laugh.
I know.
Never get down.
There's no room.
Fat,
it's embarrassing.
Chubby.
Do something, Mommy. Without Santa Claus, oh, how can Christmas begin?
You know, the thing is, and I guess we could probably electronically do this, take her voice out and then just have
sing it ourselves.
No, just have these guys in the background, because I mean, listen to what they're saying.
He just won't make it by chimney. He's too fat for the chimney.
Because at some point they're just saying fat, fat, fat. I mean, really? Golly. What a gig.
Let him in.
Open the door.
Let him in.
Open the door. He can't get down the chimney anymore.
So please let fat old Santa Claus in.
Now, what would our boss think if he knew we were playing this song about him?
The very idea.
It's going to be a good
Well, we can have him in later on this morning and play it while he's in here.
Oh, because, again?
Yeah, sure.
I
twice in one
love
day.
It.
Yeah.
Info.
Mation.
Perfect situation.
I mean, he understands. They give us this radio station for 3 hours, okay?
Down the street, just
then he runs around going, la, 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 not listening.
Right. If we use bad judgment, it's our own dang fault. Right?
Yeah. Nice edit.
Thank you.
Time magazine named it one of the top 50 inventions of 2011. At Batteries Plus, we call it our newest product. It's the Switch LED light bulb, and it uses 80% less energy than traditional bulbs while delivering the same warm, welcoming light you're used to. Switch to Switch at Batteries Plus today. Batteries Plus, the replace it place.
Batteries Plus is your one-stop source for all your battery and light bulb needs. Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman. Batteries Plus, any battery, any bulb for anything.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 620, and here we go. I mean, if you're going to get her done, because we only got one more day till the Mayan calendar says the end of the world is here.
Chicken Little, Chicken Little.
Yeah, and if you don't believe it, that's fine. There's five shopping days till Christmas.
If you don't believe it, watch the History Channel, because that's all they're doing.
Is that right, Raylan?
It is nothing but we're all going to die, we're all going to die.
Oh, that's great. All right, what do we got for birthdays here?
Jonah Hill is 29 years old today.
This guy is, he's pretty talented, though.
Yeah, he is.
He's pretty dang talented. All right, he's, wow. Good
29.
Yeah.
David Cook, the seventh American Idol winner. I knew you knew them.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
He's 30. Uh-huh. Lead singer for the Black Crowes is 46. That's Chris Robinson.
Oh, of course.
Anita Ward, the Ring My Bell lady, is 56. Apparently, in order to be a birthday person today, you have to be a singer.
Oh, okay.
Michael Buttaluco, I believe I'm saying that right, is 58. He is the Babyface Nelson character in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Babyface Nelson.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah.
Jenny Agutter is 60 from Logan's Run back in the day.
Oh, my. That's a long time
yeah,
ago. Quite
I remember
day.
That
yeah.
show.
Yeah.
Uri Geller, the Israeli psychic.
Spoonbender.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is 66. Peter Criss, the Catman from Kiss, is 67 today and turning 64 years old, if you'll bear with me just a minute.
Mm. It was invented by the noted Cambridge physicist, Dr. Parsons. Therefore, we shall call it the Alan Parsons Project. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm not done. Yeah. Hang on. There we go. Okay. There you go. Alan Parsons, 64 years old today.
Yeah, he's done a lot of music. If you ever watched the original Mouseketeers, Tommy the Mouseketeer, he's 71 years old today.
No kidding.
Yeah, he's a makeup artist. He stayed in the business.
Really?
And if you used to watch Magnum P.I., I had it, Tom Selleck fell on, John Hillerman, kind of the very proper Higgins, was 80 years old today.
He's been a bit player in a lot of stuff, too.
What's amazing is, you know, he has, again, the little thin British mustache and very proper. Born in Wichita Falls, Texas.
Really?
Yes,
I
indeed.
Had no
there
idea.
There you go.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
But now the president's given them an opportunity. Are they going to negotiate further with themselves? The president says we're protecting people that make $900,000. I know, Pelosi. What do we do? We're going to get blamed here. Where's the courage of their convictions? Obviously, the president has courage of his leftist convictions. Where's the courage here? Where's the backbone? We always praise conservative presidents. You know, Ronald Reagan didn't care about the criticism when he told Gorbachev, "Niet, no," walked away. It's a bad deal. Your plan B isn't any better either. If you really believe that cutting taxes in a slow economy is a bad idea, then why would you go along with it?
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Sean Hannity here, and I want to recommend a gift for Christmas that my family loves. It's called Wits and Wagers. Now, at the Hannity House, we play it all the time. My kids love it. My family loves it. My extended family loves it, and we can't stop playing it. Now, if you give a gift this Christmas, I promise you, you are going to be somebody's hero. Wits and Wagers, if you give this game, this is a game like no other game I've ever played, and I love it. Now, as you start playing, everyone gathers kind of close to the table. Next thing you know, the room is going to be filled with cheering and laughter and fun. And best of all, everyone has a chance to win. Now, my kids love that part. I like to win, too. Now, if you know anyone that has kids or any kind of social life at all, you got to get them this game for Christmas. Again, it's called Wits and Wagers Party Game. Lock that name in. Now, remember it while you're out shopping. It's Wits and Wagers, WW, Wits and Wagers. It's the most clever party game I've ever played, and it's now available at Walmart, Target, Toys R Us. That's Wits and Wagers, Walmart, Target, Toys R Us.
Taking on the IRS is a battle. 90,000 agents looking for people not filing returns or filing them incorrectly. Most people think there's no way they can pay what's due. But Tax Resolution Services helps people get out of disastrous IRS problems every day. Take the case of Stephen. He wrote to me about his experience. Rush, I heard you recommend Tax Resolution Services. I owed $100,000. I was getting threatening letters from the IRS. They said they would take all of my property away. I didn't try to go this alone. I listened to you. I called them up. At the end of the day, all I owed the IRS was $730. Tax Resolution Services can help whether you are under audit or owe $20,000. Only Tax Resolution Company I recommend to my listeners. Call them today, 866-IRS-PROBLEMS. Tax Resolution Services, 866-IRS-PROBLEMS.
Here come the discounts. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. 11th hour Christmas shoppers can expect to find deep discounts this weekend. The holiday season didn't live up to its early promise for many retailers. The number of shoppers in stores has been down from last year, and online sales have not been as strong as expected. Stores that were reluctant to cut prices early in the season will likely offer some bigger deals in the final days before Christmas to try to salvage the season. Retailers can be optimistic about big crowds. Consumer Reports says 132 million people still have some shopping to do. Could the New York Stock Exchange give up its independence? The Wall Street Journal says NYSE Euronext is in talks to sell itself to Intercontinental Exchange for around $8 billion. Stock market futures a little bit higher this hour. Bed Bath & Beyond posted a bigger profit for the latest quarter. The home products chain said Superstore Sandy slowed its sales growth for the latest period. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Do you snore? Do you share a room with someone whose snoring keeps you up at night? Finally, for the first time ever, you can put a stop to snoring instantly with Snorebreak. Snorebreak is not a nose or mouthpiece. It's not a drug. And it's not a procedure. Snorebreak is a patented liner that goes beneath the pillowcase and reduces snoring from the very first night. The secret is a fusion of natural extracts that dramatically improve breathing. Snorebreak is comfortable, easy, and virtually undetectable. Snorebreak works, and right now we're sending risk-free trials to listeners in your area. Just call 800-510-5143. Don't suffer one more sleepless night. Whether it's light snoring or heavy snoring, Snorebreak will help put a stop to it the very first night. Hurry and take part in this limited-time risk-free trial. Just call 800-510-5143. That's 800-510-5143. Call 800-510-5143.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's 628. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. High today will be 55, but it will not feel like it. That's for sure. Winds gusting up to 45 miles an hour today. Clear tonight and 29, and the winds will still be up at about 5 to 15, but nothing like what we've got this morning. And then tomorrow, about 60 for our high, 66 on Saturday. Slight chance of rain on Sunday in the early part of the week. We're going to be at 72, and by Monday we're at 75 degrees, which is, of course, exactly what you would expect for Christmas Eve, Dave, right? Right now the winds are out of the northwest at 23, gusting to 33. Chill factor's 36. It's kind of breezy. 45 degrees.
Many bosses are actually lousy leaders. Why? Because they don't know what you're about to discover. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Did you know that certain gold and silver coins can be added to your retirement accounts?
It's a fact. For years, investors have been adding popular coins like the gold and silver American Eagles to their IRAs and old 401ks. More importantly, gold and silver have quadrupled in value within the past 10 years. Major banks and credible analysts around the world are forecasting even more demand for both gold and silver in the coming years. Isn't it about time for you to consider adding gold to your retirement accounts? When it comes to adding physical metals to your retirement accounts, no one makes it easier and faster than American Bullion. Call now for your free gold guide at 800-664-8864. Find out how to add U.S. minted gold and silver coins to your IRA and old 401k. Call the most trusted name in the industry today, American Bullion. 800-664-8864. Call for your free gold guide. 800-664-8864.
We've all had to work for bad bosses who are just terrible leaders. So what is it that makes a good leader?
People want leaders who are farsighted, passionate, courageous, wise, generous, and trustworthy.
Erica Anderson, author of the book Leading So People Will Follow.
Farsighted means, you know, can see and articulate a compelling and inclusive vision of the future. Passionate means depth of commitment. We want to know that people aren't going to wander off in the middle of a difficult path. And courageous means doing difficult things with limited information. But more importantly, it means doing things that are personally difficult for you for the good of the group or the enterprise.
Wisdom means learning from your experiences.
Not making the same mistake over and over again, being willing to listen to other people when they tell you you're off, you know, that kind of stuff. Generous just means generous. It means being willing to share resources, share knowledge, power, and then trustworthy, you know, that you're going to do what you say you're going to do, and you deliver on your promises.
So why are so many leaders not very good? Well, they often don't have these skills, and they lack the awareness that they even need them.
One of the core things we found about courage is that courageous leaders are willing to apologize for their mistakes. And interestingly, when someone apologizes for their mistakes versus making excuses, that comes across as really self-confident, that you have to be strong in yourself to apologize when you make a mistake.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 43 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Click on mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. 8 days after Brian Woolman was robbed and assaulted in the driveway of her home, police issued a request for help in finding who was responsible. The 62-year-old victim went to the emergency room for treatment of cuts and bruises after she was struck multiple times with a gun. This took place the afternoon of Monday, December 10th, outside a home on Broadmoor between Tanglewood and Carter Creek. The suspect description is a younger black man with missing or chipped teeth who's tall and of thin to medium build. He was last seen riding his bicycle towards Midwest and Carter Creek. There are no reports of anyone being hit by gunfire yesterday afternoon in College Station, but police are looking for suspects in two cars, a silver-colored Lincoln Town Car and a maroon-colored Toyota Avalon. Witnesses say they were originally at Southgate Village Apartments. They then drove down Eleanor near the Lincoln Center where shots were fired. Investigators found several shell casings. The cars passed by the center and left the neighborhood in an unknown direction. Two Bryan men were arrested last night after a witness reported a car burglary in progress to police. When officers arrived at 3300 South College, they arrested 18-year-old Diedrich Scott of Bryan and a juvenile who matched the citizen's thorough description. Police say that any time a citizen calls in to report suspicious behavior or crimes in progress, especially when so much information is given, it's extremely valuable because it makes the police work easier and helps to keep others in the community safe. Texting while driving might have been a contributing factor in a deadly crash that took place early yesterday morning on Highway 30 in Grimes County.
Returning from Sam Houston, I believe the person was there visiting some friends. Was on a return trip back towards A&M where a vehicle went off the roadway, a slight curve where the vehicle went off and it went in over end. My understanding, it flipped over in over end three times. The driver did have a seatbelt on.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the victim was an A&M student, 19-year-old Chandler Small of Montgomery. For several months, the College Station School Board has been laying the groundwork for a future bond issue. Superintendent Eddie Coulson says that not only involves new buildings, but taking care of its current facilities.
You don't want to be playing catch-up on your buildings all of the time. Sometimes that will just happen because of the unexpected growth, and you can't stay ahead of it, but right now we're in the fortunate position where we can stay ahead of it or at least stay even with it. And over the course of the past many years, we've been able to do that. And certainly as a district, I think that makes good sense for our students and our community.
A community committee is in the process of being formed and will start work next spring. There could be movement in the U.S. House today on attempting to avoid the fiscal cliff. A vote is scheduled on a proposal from Speaker John Boehner that Congressman Bill Flores says protects some longtime tax deductions.
Under this plan, there would be no change to the deductibility of home mortgage interest or property taxes or charitable contributions. And it also permanently fixes the capital gains rates and keeping them at a lower number than ordinary incomes.
Flores says they're still left with resolving how to address what he called an explosion in entitlement spending. And final numbers are still being tabulated on the number of guests who stayed in local hotels for the first Brazos Valley Bowl game. The Convention and Visitors Bureau is separating room nights from three sports events held the same weekend. Blinn College spokesman Brandon Webb says it was a discussion topic at this week's Board of Trustees meeting.
The things that came up, they go on the list of things you'd like to do better next year, the next time you host something like this. But as far as the public face of the event, it was smooth, and it was a good experience for the people who came. And everyone stepped up to do something good for the community, and again, to give a great game day experience at Kyle Field in December to these young athletes.
Attendance was more than 4,100, which Webb says was the highest of six junior college bowl games this month. For the third time since Thanksgiving, temperatures are headed below freezing tonight. Natural gas prices for more than 15,000 Atmos Energy customers in the Twin Cities are expected to remain low.
Atmos Energy buys the gas for its customers, and we get it at wholesale, and we pass on zero cost to our customers. There is no markup in the cost of the gas. That is the fluctuating part. Where we make our profit is from the rates that we charge for delivering the gas to our customers, and those rates are regulated.
Atmos spokesman Chase Murphy encourages customers to conserve consumption by installing programmable thermostats and inspecting doors and windows for drafts. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 43 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you. Whether it's for you individually or for your business, let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net. or call us at 979-694-6900.
And now, a holiday poem from Specs Wines, Spirits, and Finer Foods. If you find yourself suffering from the gift-giving blues, head over to Specs, your gift-giving muse. With thousands of things priced low to delight, your gifts will be perfect and held at great height. Fresh cigars for your papa, wine charms for your mom. If your uncle likes hops, this place is the bomb. With imported coffee and exotic hot teas, there's not an auntie in town that wouldn't be pleased. Flasks and decanters, bar sets and bar guides, a night of white Russians, the dude abides. Of course, there's the wine, by bottle or case. For selection and savings, Specs is the place. A basket of gifts, gourmet on the move. It's packed to the brim, we know you'll approve. So grab your whole list of holiday cravings and bring it to Specs, where you'll shout, "Cheers to savings!"
What are you giving yourself for Christmas this year? How about the gift of faith? Living life believing in the God who loves you more than he loved heaven itself brings love, joy, hope, and peace. That kind of faith makes life so much better. I'm John Reason, senior pastor of A&M United Methodist Church in Northgate. Come worship with us on Sundays at 8:30, 9:45, or 11 a.m., and again on Christmas Eve at 5, 7, 9, and 11 p.m. as we celebrate the birth of Jesus. Merry Christmas.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:40, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
A completely different air mass sweeping into the area this morning. We'll be looking at sunshine and gusty breezes. Highs today only in the upper 50s. Clear, breezy tonight will fall into the upper 20s overnight. Sunshine for tomorrow. Highs will probably reach the lower 60s. Tomorrow night we're clear. Lows will drop down into the low and mid 30s. During Saturday, we'll see increasing cloudiness, and the highs on Saturday will be in the mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
For those, I do not have any more tickets, just because there are no tickets. That was my PSA for the day from all my new relatives that I have right now that have called
That's me. One of the press conferences yesterday with Coach Sumlin. We'll get to more of that for you here in about 12 minutes. Also, Aggie women's basketball doing very, very well, and great news from Newtown, Connecticut. We'll share that coming up with you here in just a bit.
All right.
Dorset gentlemen, so I just walked inside. I took two steps and realized I've been taken for a ride. I heard high voices, turned and found the place was occupied by two nuns, three old ladies, and a nurse. What could be worse than two nuns, three old ladies, and a nurse?
Oh, yeah.
The restroom door said, gentlemen, it must have been a gag. As soon as I walked in there, I ran into some old hag. She sprayed me with a can of mace and smacked me with her bag. I could tell this just wouldn't be my day. What can I say? It just wasn't turning out to be my day.
There you go. It's our buddy Bob Rivers there.
Poor fellow.
Yeah. Again, just a prank. It was just a prank. By the way, It's a Wonderful Life, which is really one of my favorite holiday movies.
Me too.
Really like it.
Me too.
Premiered on this date in 1946. And Frank Capra. And it was a, you know, so-so hit. It was just kind of, because Frank Capra had done some pretty good work and people didn't really like it. Now here we are, 1946, guys. That's
an enduring classic for sure.
George Bailey, I'll love you till the day I die.
There you go. Angels getting wings and all that. Well, so just real quick on the political scene. John Bolton is saying what everybody else was scared to say, that Hillary Clinton faked the concussion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He said it. And what he said is, this is diplomatic illness to beat the band. I mean, I was hoping it was nothing serious, but this was revealed in a way that I think was not transparent. And I think it's her obligation to be here. And, you know, she is one of the most powerful women in the world.
True.
If you faint and hit your head and have a concussion, I think they're going to roll an ambulance. I mean, I don't know. I'm just
without question.
I'm thinking they would, but.
Well, this harkens back to the whole Whitewater and that, you know, years later, we found this box of records in the attic.
Oh, look, we didn't know it was there.
She's got a track record of being conspicuously inconspicuous when need be.
Yeah. And then, of course, idiot media again. Good old idiot media. You can't beat them. Yesterday they have a news conference about gun control, okay?
Yep.
Nobody asks any questions about gun control. I mean, zero for like the first 4 or 5 questions, because they're talking about other stuff like the fiscal cliff, or, you know, or did they ask who the president thought was going to win The Voice? I mean, I don't know, but it's but you know what that does to other people in other countries is that the media doesn't care anything about it, and so, and again, they do it in a way that You know, they want to get their answers to their questions. They don't care what the president's talking about. Hello.
Back to Hillary for a second. Yes, if she did slip and fall and had this concussion, I think that would probably disqualify her for running in 2016.
Exactly right. Could have a fall in the bathroom, and that would keep that from happening. Now, they did eventually get to talking about guns in the news conference. Jake Tapper, good old Jake from ABC, raised a pretty good question, noting that this isn't the first time there has been gun violence in the president's 4 years in office. He said, where have you been? I mean, he said that to the president. Where have you been on gun control? All of a sudden he's coming out with
like
this.
Like in Chicago.
Yeah, something like that, where it's pretty much become the death capital of America. Anyway, he defended his gun control record by saying, I don't think I've been on vacation. Well, yeah, you have.
A lot.
Uh-huh. And then the other thing is they say, okay, this is the last question, and they ask the question, and then he leaves. And as he's leaving, people keep yelling questions out to him as if, what, he's going to stop and go, oh, yeah, that's a good question. Come back and answer it.
They always do that.
Yeah, he's leaving, okay? He said he was leaving. He's leaving.
Oh, well, they're hoping for the presidential encore.
There you go. Speaking of encore, Barack Obama is now the two-time winner of the Time Magazine Person of the Year, and the second after George W. Bush to get the nod in both the year of his election and re-election. So it's happened before. So there you go. And if you care, and if you want to, and it's obvious that they take tons of pictures of any president, but you can go up on the website, I think, for Time, and it shows lots of pictures of him. And some of them are 125 of them. There's a bunch of them. I kind of scrolled through some of them this morning. But the first one shows the leader of the free world acting like he's caught in the web of Spidey. And Spidey is like some little kid who's about 4 years old who's a staffer's child. And he's in his Spidey outfit, and he's pointing at the president, and the president's acting like he's caught up in the web. So, I mean, it's kind of cool.
It was cute.
Yeah. Politically, you know, you may not agree with him, but obviously he enjoys relating to kids. Hey, hey, and you got to be excited.
He's got to deal with the House and Senate.
Oh, yeah, he's got to deal with children in Congress. So,
sorry.
Yeah, he's that's all right.
It was there.
Yep. The White House announced yesterday the federal government's going to sell those 200 million shares, about 40% of GM. They're not going to be Government Motors anymore. Selling them back to the automaker, and apparently then will be out of the company by March of 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Now, GM plans to buy back 200 million shares of its common stock currently held by the Treasury for $5.5 billion. That'll mean that U.S. taxpayers will lose what we could call several billion dollars in the deal, okay? So that whole thing about Osama bin Laden is dead and General Motors is still alive, fine. But to keep them alive, we, U.S. American taxpayers, going to get to swallow several billion dollars in losses. So,
just yeah, where's the Obamacare for that?
Yeah,
really.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together, the ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever. Because around here, these ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life, which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality, ensuring the good life is there for the next generation. With varieties like FM 1944 GLB2, with excellent fiber quality and remarkable yield potential, plus traits like Glytol and Liberty Link for double herbicide tolerance and traits for insect protection. Because with Fibermax, it's all about making the good life even better. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
The best informed gardeners are also the best gardeners, folks who pay attention to the task at hand usually perform most efficiently. In the ambition of helping you deal with the frailties of gardening in Texas, we're going to look at the most critical facts with which you'll be faced, facts that can change the way you garden. I'll be back with details right after this message. The reviews are coming in. My 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar is going over like gangbusters. We have a few copies left. If you would like to get one of your copies of this calendar with more than 10,000 words, it'll tell you month by month all of the new year when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. It's a huge amount of information, a beautiful calendar, the prettiest one that I've published to date, and we've done 30 calendars over the years. Get my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar at a one-third savings by buying it in combination with a one-year new or renewal subscription to the best regional gardening magazine in America. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine is written specifically for Texas. All of this for $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-800-752-GROW. Call today, 1-800-752-4769. So we're talking about facts that can change the way you garden. Number one, your landscape and garden will only be as good as the soil you prepare for them. It's like the foundation of your house. If you don't do it right up front, you're going to have problems forevermore afterwards. So work a lot of organic matter into that soil. It needs to have some peat moss and compost, rotted manure, and I like shredded pine bark mulch. I mix some of all of those, maybe as much as 5 or 6 inches if I'm preparing a garden soil for flowers or vegetables. Now, I also would recommend if you have a clay soil using expanded shale. You need to forget whether a plant is native or not. That really doesn't say much. It may be native over there 2 miles from your house, but it may not be adapted at your house because soils can change dramatically in the state of Texas. And they certainly change when you go from one side of the state to another. The fact that something is native to Beaumont or Amarillo doesn't guarantee that it will grow in Amarillo or Beaumont, or you get the message. You'll have the best results with quality plants from a quality source. I always encourage you to buy from a reputable full-time nursery source, someplace where you can go if you have problems, someplace where you can go for really professional nursery advice. The best problem preventer is often a good fertilizer. That is a fact. If you will take good care of your plants, water them properly, and fertilize them properly, usually with a high nitrogen or even an all-nitrogen fertilizer if you're in a clay soil, and that nitrogen needs to be at least half or more of it in slow-release form. That way you'll keep your plants healthy and vigorous. Mulches are some of the hardest working tools in the garden. That's a true fact. Mulches perform many miraculous feats. They reduce the soil to air contact, reducing evaporation. They retard development of weeds. They reduce splashing. They moderate soil temperature fluctuations. And they look good. How about all that? The best gardeners can predict problems they're likely to encounter. And the way you do that is to pay attention to what happens and when it happens. And that way you'll know to mark it down so that next year you can watch for the same problem. You do not need to fear the use of pest control products, organic or inorganic. They've been thoroughly tested. The label will tell you what they're able to do, and that is a critical issue. And finally, most pruning is done improperly or isn't needed at all. You always want to prune with a purpose. Don't ever top a tree. Don't ever top a crepe myrtle, for example. I'm Neil Sperry. Wintertime houseplant woes will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports on WTAW. It's 6:52. Kevin Sumlin was named the 2012 Coach of the Year finalist by the Marathon Oil Corporation's Paul Bear Bryant Awards. Joining Sumlin as a finalist was Vandy's James Franklin, Ohio State's Urban Meyer, Penn State's Bill O'Brien, Stanford's David Shaw, and K-State's Bill Snyder. And since we're talking coaches, Coach Sumlin has had to realign his coaching staff after Coach Cliff Kingsbury has left because no permanent replacement has been chosen yet. Here's Coach on the Cotton Bowl teleconference yesterday on his coaching moves.
David Beatty is going to be moving to working with the quarterbacks, and Clarence McKinney's been with us for 5 years, and so is B.J. Anderson, our offensive line coach. It's really been kind of a team effort anyway, but David moving with the quarterbacks, dealing with that, and really a group effort, but Clarence McKinney will be calling the plays for this game.
And in press conference number two yesterday, Coach laid out his thoughts on the Cotton Bowl matchup with the Oklahoma Sooners.
When you look at the whole bowl matchup, I think this is one of the most exciting matchups there is. And once you look at it that way, from a traditional standpoint, two 10-win teams, the venue, the time slot, you know, you can't help but be excited about this game. It's going to be a great atmosphere for this football game.
And if you want to get a little bit more of an in-depth look at it, later on tonight at 6 o'clock from Wings and More, they'll have a two-hour Cotton Bowl preview show with Dave and Mike going on live right here on on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. A&M Women's Hoops, four players scored double figures in points, and number 22 A&M won its seventh consecutive game with a convincing 83-60 victory over K-State in the opening round of the World Vision Classic. Junior center Kelsey Bone led all players with 22 points, shooting 11 from 13 from the floor, and the Aggies outshot K-State 56-44. Freshman guard Courtney Walker added 16 points, and senior guard Adrian Pratcher had a season-high 13. Now, the ladies will take on Old Dominion tonight in round two of the tournament at 7:30, and that game can be heard on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Now, good news and bad news if you're a Longhorn Hoops fan. The good news, Sheldon McLaren had 18 points, and the struggling Texas team beat number 23, North Carolina, 85-67 last night. The bad news, Yahoo Sports is reporting that the NCAA will suspend Texas guard Mike Kabongo for the remainder of the season. Now, Kabongo had been sitting out while the NCAA investigated whether he had retained an agent, if he had told the truth about being paid for a workout, and if Texas was aware of his intention to go to Cleveland in May for a workout. Kabongo considered declaring for the NBA draft and decided against it, and now just even flirting with the idea has gotten him in a lot of hot water. Here's Texas coach Rick Barnes on the entire situation.
All I know is there's a process that we're involved in right now. And that's what we're in. That's what I've been told. There's a process we're going through, and I'm going to rely on the process and the people here that have to handle that, and we'll see, and hopefully by this week we'll have the resolution.
Turning now to the NBA, James Harden finished with 33 points and 7 assists to lead the Rockets to a 125-103 pounding of Philadelphia. And good news for Mavs fans, 11-time All-Star Dirk Nowitzki returned to practice for the first time this season after having off-season knee surgery. No timeline on his return to the teams for a game. With one quarterback change, the New York Jets may have affected the future of two quarterbacks, Mark Sanchez and Tim Tebow. The Jets explored options with Sanchez, including a trade, and the team plans to part ways with Tebow after the season. It would be difficult to get rid of Sanchez, however, because of the $8.25 million guarantee he's got coming on his 2013 contract. However, the Jets, who benched Sanchez this week in favor of the unproven Greg McElroy, are taking an open mind and approach to what may be a start over at quarterback for the Jets team. And finally this morning, the community of Newtown, Ohio, continued the healing process Wednesday with the return to the basketball court just 5 days after 20 children and 6 faculty members lost their lives at Sandy Hook Elementary School. The Newton High School girls took on their crosstown rival and won 64-44 for their first league win of the season. A big positive as the town tries to move forward and recover from the tragedy. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. Still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-280 for Zorneman Flooring today.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you. Whether it's for you individually or for your business, let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net or call us at 979-694-6900.
Having a swimming pool is an investment in family fun and an investment in your home's value. The Pool Guy has over 28 years' experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. Trust the Pool Guy to build a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of fun. Visit the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Oh, David and Julia Gardner are absolutely one of my favorite people to work with. One of the reasons is that, A, they have such a dynamic store. I mean, oh my God, did you see all those Gardner girls with their high heels? And David being the jeweler's jeweler. I mean, David knows what he's talking about because he knows how to do it. When he asks for the loop and checks it out and see how we did it, it's a compliment to me. And that's one of the reasons why I adore working with him.
Gamushin Jewelry, made for women by women, exclusively at David Gardner's Jewelers.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. That's Thomas More Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com. Well, you're gusting to 37 miles an hour. WTAW, College Station, Bryant.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They're about to ask tough questions about Libya on Capitol Hill, probing the deadly attack on the U.S. consulate. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton still under the weather, two of her top deputies will answer lawmakers' questions about security at the U.S. missions in Benghazi. This a day after the release of a report that calls that security grossly inadequate. Since then, the head of diplomatic security has resigned. Three others at state have been placed on leave. Two top officials scheduled to testify today will go before the Senate and House Foreign Affairs Committee starting at this hour in the Senate. Dave?
Rich, the House could today approve Plan B, a fiscal cliff alternative. House Speaker Boehner says would provide
tax relief for nearly every American.
But because it would let tax rates rise on millionaires, some Republicans won't vote for it. Tim Huelskamp says if he did,
I would certainly deserve primary opposition, and my wife might be the first one to run.
Democrats oppose it, preferring President Obama's plan allowing for tax hikes on income over $400,000. They'll say goodbye to more massacred children today in Connecticut. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live in Newtown.
The grieving continues here with more funerals and wakes, and so does the investigation, according to investigators speaking to the Hartford Courant newspaper. Gunman Adam Lanza's cell phone yielded little information. There were few, if any, communications via cell phone or text messaging. He destroyed his computer in a way which may make it very difficult to glean any information from it. He also shot and killed the person closest to him, his mother, who may have provided some insight. Dave?
Courtney, a snowstorm is blanketing parts of the Midwest.
Snowblower's ready.
He's in Illinois. Strong wind making it a blizzard in five states, closing schools, making driving dangerous, even tornado warnings in some places. She's not just Miss USA. Olivia Culpo has been crowned on NBC.
Miss Universe 2012.
The first American to win that beauty contest in 15 years. Culpo's 20, a Boston University student. She calls herself a cellist nerd. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
At Sam's Club, get more cheer for your holidays, all for less than you thought possible. Find the gifts on everyone's list from brands like Samsung, Eddie Bauer, and Keurig, and serve up the finest flavors of the season with Sam's Club gourmet appetizers, premium meats, and Cheesecake Factory desserts, all at exceptional values. Not a member yet? Join as a Plus member and save even more with the Sam's Club Cash Rewards Program. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. See club for details.
My Mercedes-Benz dealership has a courtesy car waiting for me. It's easy for me
to... I come in, they always use Mercedes-Benz genuine parts.
And they always have my favorite coffee. I just feel so comfortable.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My smooth ride.
My genuine sense.
My comfort zone. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available.
Well, today is that perfect day to find out whether your windows are doing their job or not, if you didn't already know. Obviously, when the wind is up like that, you can feel the air actually moving through that window. Just got to run your hand over it. Actually, you can probably walk in the room and know that. But this is a time for you to think about having energy-efficient windows, because you don't want to have to reheat over and over again because cold air is coming into your house. And remember that all that stuff happens the same way in the summertime as well. You're just not cognizant of it because it's that cold air and that strong wind that's making you think about whether or not that window is doing its job. That's where Intercon comes in. You give them a call, Intercon will come out, have a look at your windows, assess the situation, let you know if they can repair your existing windows or if it's better to replace, and they'll give you some options. And then they'll leave you alone. There's never any high pressure, and we mentioned that because, you know, in the window business, quite often there are people who do try to put pressure on you. This price is good, but only if you buy today. Now, that's not the way they do work at Intercon. Never have, never will. As a result, quality product, fair price, great service, and hundreds of satisfied customers. So, if you're looking to be more energy efficient, lots of things to do. Your windows are a big part of it. Call them at Intercon at 823-3639.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Losing weight, getting in shape, just taking that first step off the couch. It can be scary. It can be intimidating. You're not an expert. You don't know what to do. That's why calling Ashley Bergen at Fit You, an expert, that you can do. Call 492-1900. Ashley will take your nutrition, the food you're eating, the food you should be eating, put it in sync with personalized workouts to help you reach your goal, and then you can lose weight, you can get in shape. Call Ashley Bergen at Fit You, 492-1900.
The best new ATVs and side-by-sides of 2013 have arrived. They're at Polaris Fun Center right now, just in time for the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. At Polaris Fun Center, you can get financing as low as 2.99% on any Polaris ATV or side-by-side, plus up to $1,000 in rebates on select models. Shop the powerful Rangers for both work and play, or the razor-sharp Razors for outdoor adventures at Polaris Fun Center on Texas Avenue, where they sell fun, not tractors.
Do you want to be seen? Here's a great way to. You can put your ad on My School Bus. It builds branding and provides funding for our schools. Your ad will be seen every day by thousands of people as the buses travel around the community. And remember, school bus ads can travel to areas where billboards cannot. Call 281-962-4390. That's 281-962-4390.
WTW News Time is 7:06. It's 43 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Thanks to the diligence of a Bryan citizen, two car burglars were caught around 11:30 last night. Bryan police say a citizen called to report a burglary in progress at 3300 South College and gave a complete description of the two men. Upon arrival, officers found and arrested 18-year-old Diedrich Scott and a juvenile, both of Bryan. Police say the witness did an outstanding job, and they're very thankful for citizens who serve as their eyes and ears in the community. An A&M student from Montgomery was killed in a crash early yesterday morning. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says a two-ton pickup driven by 19-year-old Chandler Small left Highway 30 in Grimes County and flipped three times.
The trooper had access to the subject's cell phone. Based on the time frame and what was left on the phone, it appears to the trooper that she may have been texting. That might have been part of the accident investigation.
Morgan says Small, who was wearing a seatbelt, was returning to College Station from Huntsville at the time of the wreck.
Bryan, police are asking for your help in finding who was responsible for an armed robbery more than a week ago where the victim was also injured. The afternoon of Monday, December 10th, along Broadmoor between Carter Creek and Tanglewood, the 62-year-old victim told investigators she was in her driveway when a man struck her multiple times with his gun while demanding money. The woman received emergency room treatment for cuts and bruises, and the thief, who left on a bicycle, is described as a tall and younger black man of thin to medium build with chipped or missing teeth. College Station police are looking for those responsible for gunfire near the Lincoln Center and Southgate Village apartments yesterday afternoon. Investigators say they have no report of anyone being shot. Officers found several shell casings along Eleanor Street. Witnesses reported that two cars, a maroon-colored Toyota Avalon and a silver-colored Lincoln Town Car, were initially in the apartment complex. Driving down Eleanor near the Lincoln Center, a gun was fired out of one of the cars. The vehicles left in an unknown direction after passing by the Lincoln Center. This week's College Station School Board meeting included taking another step towards forming a community committee that will recommend what will be included in a future bond issue. Superintendent Eddie Colson says the board wants the committee to consider repairs and updates to current facilities.
And that could be anything from roofs to air conditioners and other large projects to renovations that make sense for us as a district. We've been fortunate that we've been able to stay up with most of our big capital projects through the 2007 and the 2009 bond election. We're now to the point in the district that we have to look at that again.
Colson says he doesn't want to be placed in the position of playing catch-up, though it has happened due to unexpected growth in CSISD. And another cold snap means firing up furnaces. In Bryan College Station, that means more than 15,000 customers of Atmos Energy will use natural gas to stay warm. And among the safety reminders from Atmos spokesman Chase Murphy is checking the possibility of carbon monoxide by looking at the color of the flame.
If you look at that natural gas flame, it should be a brilliant blue color. And if it is not, if you see little flares of yellow in there somewhere, that's a good sign that it is not burning completely. There is some incomplete combustion in there, and you could have some potential, and I stress potential, carbon monoxide problems.
Carbon monoxide causes health problems, including flu-like symptoms and sleepiness. Murphy says if that starts, call 911 and turn off the furnace until it's been inspected. Many members of the Blinn College Board of Trustees were at Kyle Field for the first Brazos Valley Bowl game that was co-sponsored by the school. Spokesman Brandon Webb says it was well attended.
Our hopes were to be well in the neighborhood of 8,000 to 10,000 fans, and that's certainly an aspirational goal for something you've never done before. But of the attendance figures we've seen in approaching four or five different bowls, we were definitely the largest, best attended bowl game. And that's not too bad for year one.
The Convention and Visitors Bureau is still tabulating the number of guests staying at local hotels for the bowl game, one of three sports events held the same weekend. And the U.S. House is scheduled to vote today on one of the parts of an attempt to avoid the fiscal cliff. Congressman Bill Flores says the proposal from Speaker John Boehner contains several components.
The estate tax is a problem. This permanently extends current estate tax provisions. People are concerned about Section 179 expensing for small businesses. This permanently extends that. 60 million Americans are going to be affected by the alternative minimum tax. This permanently extends the AMT fix, or the temporary patch that's been passed on an annual basis. So this permanently fixes that.
It also extends the Bush tax cuts on annual income under $1 million, and for the rest, increases rates by 4%. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 43 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800. That's 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates. zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38-horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty, and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guarantee best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
It's an exciting time when you buy a new home, but it can also be a stressful time. You get overwhelmed very easily. There's a lot of properties out there for sale. That's why you need a realtor that is going to listen to exactly what you want. That's what Zweiker & Associates specializes in doing with buyers. First and foremost, they listen. They're going to sit down with you, whether you're a first-time home buyer or someone who's done this before. They know that you have specific needs, and they're proud of the fact that they take the time to listen and evaluate those needs. Now, you pair that with the time they take to preview and tour properties, and they can be market experts and place you, the buyer, in a perfect home to fit your needs. They're going to sit down with you, find out what you absolutely need, what you absolutely want, what you absolutely don't want. And they're not going to flood the senses with dozens of properties. They're talking 8 to 12 to narrow it down to, and then go look at those and find out which one is your next home. Zweiker & Associates, they listen to what you want. Go to ZARealEstate.com, ZARealEstate.com for Zweiker & Associates, ZARealEstate.com.
Discover the latest in holiday wear for children and the coolest gifts for all family members in the 2012 holiday issue of Brazos Family Magazine. From seasonal recipes to a calendar full of holiday community events, Brazos Family Magazine is your local source for family-friendly fun. Brazos Family Magazine is a free publication and available at locations throughout Bryan College Station. Or request your free copy by emailing your name and address to magazine@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:14. A Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling. Think globally, act locally with Brazos Valley Recycling. Check them out today at brazosvalleyrecycling.com.
We've had a strong cold front sweep offshore. Much cooler weather will pour in behind that system today. Lots of sunshine developing. Windy with highs of 55 to 60 today. Clear and breezy overnight. Lows will be 25 to 30. It'll be mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 60. Skies are clear tomorrow night. Not quite as cold. Lows 30 to 35. During Saturday, we'll see increasing cloudiness. A high of 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. A couple press conferences yesterday, and Coach Sumlin up for award. We'll share all that with you here in a bit. Also, A&M women's basketball makes it 7 in a row, and the Houston Rockets are on a roll, too. All on the way here at 7:50.
I'll have a blue.
Oh, yeah.
All-timer, man.
You betcha.
Without you, I'll feel so ever be a blue. It just thinking be about you. It'll be decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. It won't be the same dear.
That's not me laughing. I don't know.
No, it's his female. Mother. It's got to be his mother. She gets worse.
It's no place. It's start falling. That's when those be blue. In memories, it's the start of calling. You'll be doing all right with your quick wrist.
Obviously, they wait till she got liquored up before he did the song. And again, it may be his mama.
She might not be liquored up. Okay. I laugh like that.
Could.
Just not right now.
I understand.
And not at things like this.
Yeah. I think adding the tissue paper and comb was just right.
You'll be doing all right, right with
It does add a delightfully redneck essence to it.
Just campy.
There you go. It's Porky Pig with Blue Christmas.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Well, you know, just, you know, we only get to play it this time of year. Later on this morning, in just a little while, jokes your kids can tell for Christmas. Kid Christmas jokes, okay?
Oh, great.
Yeah. So, in the meantime, the average woman spends how much on her party outfit?
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I guess I'm not the average woman.
Okay. The Daily Mail reveals the average woman spends over $300 for the Christmas party outfit.
Wow.
$336 Christmas shopping list. The new dress, $80. New shoes, $56. The control underwear, $40. Spray tan, $40. Fake eyelashes, lipstick, and hairspray, $32. Your Medi Pedis, $32. Blow dry and haircut, $40. And the party tights, $16.
So I'm doing things wrong, I think.
I mean, again, if you want to do that, doesn't necessarily mean that you want to, but if you need to. And once again, you know, could be trying to really catch somebody's eye during the Christmas party. So that gives you a way to do
that. I don't
know
if my fake Christmas party.
Yeah.
Aren't most Christmas parties with your family?
Well, no. Oh, I don't think so. I mean, I think, so we'll see. Could be a neighborhood party. Could be the office party. Could be any number.
Well, I've missed my chance this year.
Not dog. Yeah, well, once again, just remember it's nothing but a bunch of people who work for a radio station. So there you are. And don't, if you want, you know, one of the things that we used to do is we need to know when certain television networks would be showing our favorite Christmas movies. Well, you know, thanks to the interweb, now pretty much you can watch them anytime you want to. Elf is available on Amazon Instant and Google and YouTube and iTunes.
That's such a fun movie.
It's an interesting movie. It is.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's not the same word I use.
Well, it's what's that guy's name who stars in it?
Will Ferrell.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, right.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
Again, I don't know. What is it? I don't
Nothing.
Know
what, that's how he answers the phone.
Oh, I see.
Have you seen that movie?
No, I haven't.
You're an angry elf.
No. I've just seen... I've seen a little bit when he does an interview. It was Bob Newhart his dad? Is that what that is? Or like the head elf?
Yeah, no, I think so.
Whatever. All right.
I don't know the names of the actors. I wish I could help you.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I think Newhart was the head elf.
Christmas Story, of course, you can see that just about every place. And I'm not sure. There have been times when TNT has run it around the clock. I'm not sure if they're going to do that again this year. Of course, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation's out there. The Christmas Carol's out there.
That is a good one.
Die Hard, which, of course, is a Christmas classic now.
I think Christmas movie.
Right. Well, I mean, again, it happened during Christmas. You know, they got Vaughn Monroe singing Let It Snow, I think, as the movie ends. Mm. So it worked out.
Well, and While You Were Sleeping also both took place during Christmas.
There you go. 7:20. And of course, nothing says Christmas like special food, right? I mean, so with that in mind.
Especially if it spells Christmas.
Well, what do you mean, like Christmas
cookies? Like cookies,
made
in...
Yeah, I guess that could probably work out, too.
Hello?
Sorry. Oh, that's all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so Will Ferrell is the elf.
Okay.
Bob Newhart is his adopted dad,
okay.
The elf dad.
Uh-huh.
James Caan is his real dad,
okay.
And Mary Steenburgen is James Caan's wife.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. All right, there.
Now where would we be without listeners
That's
to
exactly
help us?
Right. We would not be nearly as smart. So there's a obviously a listener who's a big fan of Elf.
The audio version of IMDb.
Oh, okay. If you take a walk down the chip aisle, because, you know, during the holidays, chips and dips and things like that, that's part of the little snacky thing.
Certainly.
If you take a walk down the old chip aisle, you'll quickly notice that Lay's enjoys messing around with different flavored chips.
Yep.
They got the BLT flavor.
Yep.
They got the spicy ketchup flavor.
I haven't had that one.
Mm-hmm. Just to name a couple. Well, folks in China will have a chance to try their newest flavor. It's a mix of Pepsi-Cola and chicken.
Together?
Pepsi-Cola and chicken, yeah.
Like one chip is Pepsi, one chip is chicken?
I
like
think they probably have double coating there, yeah. The concept of Pepsi and chicken isn't exactly new. As cola seems to be a fairly common use in Chinese cooking.
Mm. Yeah, well, I have heard of, you know, beer can chicken where you stuff the chicken up on top of a beer can, or you can do it with Coke.
Then I guess that's it. And since Pepsi and Lay's are, of course, PepsiCo products, same corporate family, there's your tie-in right there. So why not? And then,
I'm a flavored chip fan.
Are you?
I'm not doing that.
No, sir.
I would give it a try. I mean, I like some pretty freaky food. I might like it. Who knows? It sounds disgusting.
Coming up in the next half hour, we'll be talking to a local author who has a book out, for Christmas giving. And also, you know, one of my favorite foods during the holidays, amazing facts you may not know about the McDonald's McRib. Yeah.
Hurry into Amish Furniture for Generations for their end-of-year floor-model sale going on right now. It's the biggest sale of the year. You'll find huge savings throughout the store. Amish Furniture is reducing their inventory and extending the savings to you. But hurry, the sale is only through the end of December. It's the biggest sale of the year. Amish Furniture for Generations end-of-the-year floor model sale at their new location on Boonville Road just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center. Amish Furniture for Generations.
December's here, and needless to say, you're busy. Shopping, wrapping presents, baking, planning, or just watching the game. Well, slow down, take a break, and head on over to your closest Rattler convenience store and treat yourself to some of these great specials. Buy one, get one free on any 2-liter bottles of soda. Grab any big bags of Frito-Lay or Golden Flake items, two for only $5. And wash those chips down with a 24-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors. Only $19.99 were applicable. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texas.
Glass has basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And, you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced, and they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that, that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call, either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M, Acme Glass.
I'm Chip Davis of Mannheim Steamroller. You know, at our home in Nebraska, we really love to decorate our Christmas tree. German immigrants brought the first Christmas trees to America. President Grover Cleveland brought the first illuminated tree to the White House lawn in 1895. Mannheim Steamroller and I have been part of that lighting ceremony twice now. What a great honor it was. But America's official Christmas tree isn't in Washington. It's actually a giant sequoia in California growing at Kings Canyon National Park. It's estimated to be over 3,500 years old, older than Christmas itself. And I'm Chip Davis of Mannheim Steamroller.
At GEICO, you have a choice of ways you can save on car insurance. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you.
Hey, good morning. It's 726 Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. 55 today, but lots of wind. 15 to 25, maybe gusting to 45 miles an hour today. Tonight, 29 will be our low. Tomorrow, about 59, and the winds will lay back some. 66 is our high on Saturday with lots of sunshine. Chance of rain in the forecast on Sunday and Monday, but unseasonably warm. 72 on Friday and Christmas Eve, on Sunday and Christmas Eve day. 75 will be our high. Right now, the winds are from the northwest at 17, gusting to 26. Our chill factor is 35, and Our air temperature is 43.
Cavalier Cigar Company of College Station is making Christmas shopping for men really easy. Stop into our store on University Drive next to the Fox and Hound and take a look at our custom-made, gorgeous, already-wrapped gift baskets, which are perfect for those guys that seem to have everything or the men that are just so hard to buy for. If you want to get somebody that perfect cigar humidor or cutter or lighter or just a few of their favorite premium cigars, of course, we've got that too. Cavalier Cigar Company is located next to the Fox and Hound on University Drive and College Station, and we're open through Christmas Eve. For last-minute Christmas gifts for men, Cavalier Cigar Company.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
In the aftermath of the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre, gun control fever spread like wildfire on the left. In his speech to the grieving Newtown, Connecticut community, President Obama implied that a political solution can be found to these mass shootings when he declared, "We can't tolerate this anymore. These tragedies must end, and to end them, we must change." Obama also said that as a nation, we are left with some hard questions. With all due respect, I'm going to raise one of those hard questions today. Now, according to figures collected by Syracuse University, gun prosecutions in America peaked under George Bush. Since then, the focus has steadily moved away from enforcing gun laws. Washington Examiner reports that gun prosecutions under Obama are down more than 45%. Now, let me state for the record something that shouldn't need stating. Everybody with a brain and a heart, regardless of political ideology, is appalled at the evil violence that unfolded in Connecticut, Aurora, Colorado, Fort Hood, Virginia Tech, and everywhere else that mass murders have happened. So here's the hard question. We have laws in place now forbidding murder, prohibiting unauthorized use of weapons. What makes these liberal politicians think that a new set of laws will solve the problem, especially when enforcing the laws already on the books doesn't seem to be a priority?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable. For less than a dollar a day, a healthy 40-year-old can get a $500,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-494-4800 for your free quote. Call 1-800-494-4800. That's 1-800-494-4800. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia except for Wyoming and New York. Hybrid life and optional riders are not available in all states. A 2-year suicide exclusion and contestability period apply, 1 year in some states. All applications are subject to underwriting approval.
Jason Byanski with BCR Realty wishes you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The Byanski family believes the Christmas season is the perfect time to say thank you and express their warmest greetings to friends and clients, old and new. Whether buying or selling a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to Jason Byanski with BCR Realty, voted best agent in the Brazos Valley for 3 consecutive years. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byanski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or go online, AggielandRealEstate.com.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 42 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen.
8 days after Brian Woolman was robbed and assaulted in the driveway of her home, police issued a request for help in finding who was responsible. The 62-year-old victim went to the emergency room for treatment of cuts and bruises after she was struck multiple times with a gun. This took place the afternoon of Monday, December 10th, outside a home on Broadmoor between Tanglewood and Carter Creek. The suspect description is a younger black man with missing or chipped teeth who's tall and of thin to medium build. He was last seen riding his bicycle towards Midwest and Carter Creek. There are no reports of anyone being hit by gunfire yesterday afternoon in College Station. Police are looking for suspects in two cars, a silver-colored Lincoln Town Car and a maroon-colored Toyota Avalon. Witnesses say they were originally at Southgate Village Apartments. They then drove down Eleanor near the Lincoln Center where shots were fired. Investigators found several shell casings. The cars passed by the center and left the neighborhood in an unknown direction. And two Bryan men were arrested last night after a witness reported a car burglary in progress to police. When officers arrived at 3300 South College, they arrested 18-year-old Diedrich Scott of Bryan and a juvenile who matched the citizen's thorough description. Police say that any time a citizen calls in to report suspicious behavior or crimes in progress, especially when so much information is given, it's extremely valuable because it makes the police work easier and helps to keep others in the community safe. And texting while driving might have been a contributing factor in a deadly crash that took place early yesterday morning on Highway 30 in Grimes County.
Returning from Sam Houston, I believe the person was there visiting some friends. Was on a return trip back towards A&M where a vehicle went off the roadway, a slight curve where the vehicle went off and it went in over end. My understanding, it flipped over in over end three times. The driver did have a seatbelt on.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the victim was an A&M student, 19-year-old Chandler Small of Montgomery. For several months, the College Station School Board has been laying the groundwork for a future bond issue. Superintendent Eddie Colson says that not only involves new buildings, but also taking care of its current facilities.
You don't want to be playing catch-up on your buildings all of the time. Sometimes that will just happen because of the unexpected growth and you can't stay ahead of it. But right now we're in the fortunate position where we can stay ahead of it or at least stay even with it. And over the course of the past many years, we've been able to do that. And certainly as a district, I think that makes good sense for our students and our community.
A community committee is in the process of being formed and will start work next spring. There could be movement in the U.S. House today on attempting to avoid the fiscal cliff. A vote is scheduled on a proposal from Speaker John Boehner that Congressman Bill Flores says protects some longtime tax deductions.
Under this plan, there would be no change to any the deductibility of home mortgage interest or property taxes or charitable contributions. And it also permanently fixes the capital gains rates and keeping them at a lower number than ordinary income.
Flores says they're still left with resolving how to address what he called an explosion in entitlement spending. Final numbers are still being tabulated on the number of guests who stayed in local hotels for the first Brazos Valley Bowl game. The Convention and Visitors Bureau is separating room nights from three sports events held the same weekend. Blaine College spokesman Brandon Webb says it was a discussion topic at this week's Board of Trustees meeting.
The things that came up, they go on the list of things you'd like to do better next year, the next time you host something like this. But as far as the public face of the event, it was smooth and it was a good experience for the people who came. And everyone stepped up to do something good for the community and, again, to give a great game day experience at Kyle Field in December to these young athletes.
Attendance was more than 4,100, which Webb says was the highest of six junior college bowl games this month. And for the third time since Thanksgiving, temperatures are headed below freezing. Natural gas prices for more than 15,000 Atmos Energy customers in the Twin Cities are expected to remain low.
Atmos Energy buys the gas for its customers, and we get it at wholesale, and we pass on zero cost to our customers. There is no markup in the cost of the gas. That is the fluctuating part. Where we make our profit is from the rates that we charge for delivering the gas to our customers, and those rates are regulated.
Atmos spokesman Chase Murphy encourages customers to conserve consumption by installing programmable thermostats and inspecting doors and windows for drafts. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 42 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com.
I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
On holidays, St. Joseph Express is your answer to tackling colds, aches, pains, and cuts by getting you in, getting you seen, and on your way quick. With locations in Bryan, College Station, Brenham, and Hearn, St. Joseph Express is open early to late and on weekends and holidays with no appointment needed, seeing patients of all ages and accepting most major insurances. You'll like the doctors, like the service, and most of all, like getting seen on a holiday. St. Joseph Express, making a difference for you.
I'm almost out of holiday shopping time again, and with less time to finish and less holiday green in my wallet, thank goodness for Half Price Books. Half Price Books is full of amazing and unusual gifts for everyone on your list, from kids to grandparents. If you haven't visited Half Price Books lately, you'll be amazed at the selection of smart, thoughtful gifts. Great books on every subject imaginable, puzzles, games and toys, movies and music box sets, everything from the past to the future. Holiday shopping shouldn't be tedious when at Half Price Books it's a treasure hunt. Or send someone on their own shopping adventure. Buy a $25 Half Price Books gift card and get a $5 bonus card for someone really special to come back and use in January. You! So hurry to Half Price Books and get all your last-minute shopping wrapped up. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
If you missed the biggest sale in Hogan's Trucks history, don't worry. We saved a few surprises for you. Hi, this is David, and Hogan's Trucks is now Kyrish Truck Center of Bryan. We are now the 10th Kyrish Truck dealership in Texas. The name has changed, but our people have not. We still offer you personal service and great deals on zero-turn riding mowers from Ferris, Hustler, and Cub Cadet. Drop by the store this month and see for yourself. New name, same people, same location. Kyrish Truck Center of Bryan, Highway 21, half mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information, maybe samples from your business. Be an early bird. Get there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
We've had a strong cold front sweep offshore. Much cooler weather will pour in behind that system today. Lots of sunshine developing. Windy with highs of 55 to 60 today. Clear and breezy overnight. Lows will be 25 to 30. It'll be mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 60. Skies are clear tomorrow night. Not quite as cold. Lows 30 to 35. During Saturday, we'll see increasing cloudiness, a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
For those, I do not have any more tickets, just because there are no tickets. That was my PSA for the day from all my new relatives that I have right now that are calling up.
That's Coach Sumlin from one of two press conferences yesterday. We'll fill you in on the details for that coming up here in about 12 minutes. Also, A&M women's basketball doing very, very well. And we've got a look at the New York Jets maybe getting rid of Tim Tebow, all on the way here in just a bit.
All right. Red Cash, and you got tickets to that game?
Not a one, but I'm working on it.
Red Cash enjoys us this morning. Red worked high school games, college games, got selected to the NFL, back as a line judge. When did that start, Red?
1972, 40 years ago.
That's it. And worked 500 NFL games, couple of Super Bowls, 18 playoff games, and one Pro Bowl, and now still teaching them, are you?
Still trying.
All right, still training NFL officials, and you've got a book out.
Yeah.
What in the world made you decide to do something like that?
Well, I just, you know, there were a few stories that people kept asking about, and also there's a lot of great people and a lot of great philosophy that has occurred over all these years, and I just thought it would be good to put that down in print.
That's it. You know, and the thing is, obviously, Red became known, and I got some audio here this morning. This was Jack Buck talking about you on Monday Night Football in 1994, so let's listen to this.
Offside.
Wait till you hear Red Cash say first down.
That penalty is declined.
Here comes.
First down!
I don't know. How many times you've been asked to do that off the field?
I don't know, but Jack Buck was one of the greats, I'll tell you.
Yes,
for sure.
Yes, sir, he was.
Yeah, that's, lots of us enjoyed that. Hey, let's talk for a minute from your perspective of officiating out there. How do you feel about instant replay?
Well, you got to remember that professional football is entertainment. And one of the things that's happened is that so many fans, and I'm talking about by the thousands, maybe the millions, are really interested in all kind of things that happen. Of course, you've also got a few people that like to wager on some of it.
Oh, yeah, so I've heard about that.
They want all the details. And when you bring along instant replay with high-definition TV, the fan gets to see things that really they never got to see before. The NFL game is so fast, and it was hard with the old TV and so forth to see what was going on. So I think that it's added a measure of pleasure, if you will, to people who are really interested in some of the detail of the game. From an officiating standpoint, we always want to correct errors. I think that the danger of instant replay is that it becomes too big. And you got to remember that the game itself and officiating is art, and instant replay is science, and every now and then the two conflict.
Yeah, I kind of like missing them every once in a while. It's a human error deal.
Absolutely.
How do you watch a football game in person? Is it different than the way I would watch it?
Well, it might be. I probably pay a whole lot more attention to those guys in the striped shirt.
I'll bet.
The third team, as I like to call them,
yeah.
Whether it be high school, college, or the NFL, I still like to see what they do and how they do it. And you know, just like you, you've developed skills over the years that make you so popular with all the people, and these guys have to do the same thing. It's not a cut and dried, just going out and being a traffic cop. There's the ability to get along with the players, to get along with the coaches, and to communicate not only with the fans, but particularly with the commentators in the press box. You got to remember that most of them are former jocks.
Yeah.
And they didn't know the rules when they played, and they sure don't know them now.
Hey, Red, can you watch them for fun, or is it still like going to work?
Oh, no. It's fun. I enjoy watching very much. I watch all the football I can. I have fun seeing people do good things, whether it's a player make a great catch or a great throw or a great call by the officials. And when they have one like they had last Sunday night up in New England, I feel for all of them because that weather was miserable.
Sure. Now, you know, people look at you, they go, oh, well, Red Cashin, and gosh, everything's going well for him. What a great career as an official. But, I mean, I think it's important that they know that it didn't start out well for you on the field.
No, it didn't. In fact, I got fired twice, once from the Southland Conference and one from the Southwest Conference. And out of that, kind of decided I had to do something a little bit different. Got fired from the Southwest Conference the Southland Conference by my friend Taylor Wilkins, who was the supervisor at the time, and he said the coaches just don't think you're very interested in the game. And at that point, I thought that our job to be out there was somewhat stoic, that we were supposed to be, oh, call it traffic cops and act that way, and I found out that didn't work. And that's when the idea of being a little more enthusiastic and enjoying it a little more and trying to have enough empathy to look at it from the player's standpoint and the coach's standpoint. And I think that's what makes it work and makes the officials and the guys get along well together.
Sure. Finally, I'm going to ask you, Red Cashin's our guest this morning, I'm going to ask you to tell the story on yourself about Super Bowl 20.
Oh, gosh. in Super Bowl 19, they'd had a big argument. The coin that they toss at Super Bowl is designed by the home team. Mm-hmm. And in Super Bowl 30, for example, out in Phoenix, on one side was a teepee and on the other side was a train station. And you don't go out to the captain and say, hey, call teepee or train station,
yeah,
you know.
Right.
So they actually got in an argument about what was heads and what was tails, and I was nervous about that. And the script went something like this. I handed the coin to Bart Starr and Bart tossed it up in the air, and Walter Payton, the great running back with Chicago, was supposed to call heads or tails. Well, the coin went up in the air, and I watched it come down, but I didn't hear Walter say anything. And the coin hit the ground, and I thought, oh, my gosh, we're going to have two coin tosses, and in my business, that's a no-no.
Right.
So the captain from New England said, he said heads, because it was tails. And Bart said, no, he didn't. He said tails. I said, he did? Yeah. And I said, oh, good. And so I went through those hieroglyphics of deciding who's going to be at which end, and ran down to where I was supposed to be, and realized that I was at the wrong end of the field. I had a little problem. I had 87,000 people in the Superdome, millions on TV, my supervisor in the press box, and all I had to do was get to the other end without being seen.
Sure, for wearing black and white stripes.
That's
right.
Right. You know, flag out your back pocket and white cap and funny-looking knickers and just don't be seen. Well, I looked up, and Tony Franklin was about to kick off, and I had known Tony in high school as an All-State player and an All-American at A&M and an All-Pro in the NFL. And I walked up, and Tony said, Red, what in the world are you doing out here? And I said, Tony, if you want to know the truth, I'm at the wrong end of the field, and if I talk to you long enough, they'll think that's something special for the Super Bowl, and then I can go on down there where I belong. And so Tony said, how are things in College Station? And I said, well, they're great. And we talked about College Station for a few minutes, and I tried it to the other end of the field, and I'm delighted to report that after the game, Art McNally, the supervisor, came in and said, I just want you to know that that little extra of talking to the kicker before the game, I thought that was a good touch. So
the secret was safe for a while, at
you
least.
You know, sometimes you just got to be lucky.
That's awesome.
That's it. The book is called First Down and Life to Go. Red, if they want to get a copy, what do they do?
Well, they can go to nearly any of the bookstores, or the easy way to do it is just go to redcashin.com.
Wow. You've been a friend for 50 years, and I thank you so much for spending a few minutes with
well,
us.
Well, I
want
to thank you for what you do for all of us in the Valley, because you keep all of us posted, and you do it very well, right. And I thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Red. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
With New Year's resolutions, you're always giving up things that you like. At the BMW Happier New Year event, you can give something up without giving anything up. See, BMWs are designed with efficient dynamics, so they're more fuel efficient without losing performance. So maybe it's time to make a resolution to get a new BMW. From right now until January 2nd, receive a holiday credit of up to $3,500 on select models. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen. The new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
There was love all around, but I never heard it singing. Can you relate to that line from Meredith Willson's Broadway hit, The Music Man? If so, maybe it's time to stop and listen. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. In our fast-paced society, most of us are too busy getting from point A to point B to notice what happens along the way. This was illustrated a few years ago in an experiment conducted in a Washington, D.C. metro station. One cold January morning, over 1,000 commuters walked past a street musician playing for handouts. About 20 threw money, 6 stopped briefly to listen, and only one paused long enough to recognize the violinist's true identity. His name was Joshua Bell, one of the most sought-after classical performers of our time. Afterward, Bell noted, "We're all in a little bit of a rush." He's right, of course. Hurry is the bane of modern existence. We're surrounded by beauty and joy, but we don't see it. We can't see it because we're supposed to be somewhere else, and we're already late. And in the middle of all this bustle, it's usually those we love who take the biggest hit. Just as those commuters didn't recognize the famous Joshua Bell, some of us barely know our own spouses and kids. What a difference it would make if we simply took the time to listen. In the family, listening really is the language of love. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Psst, up here. It's me, your smoke alarm. Yeah, I know it's 2 a.m., but what do I care? You could shut me up by snatching the batteries out of your kid's favorite toy, or you could forget about it for good with Kidder's new worry-free smoke alarms. They all come with a sealed-in battery that lasts 10 years. That'll save you time and money. And each unit's designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location in your home. Head to the Home Depot today and rest easy tonight with worry-free smoke alarms by Kidder.
I need to archive emails to comply with business regulations.
Do you have an IT guy to help search through thousands of PSD files?
No.
Got time to install a complicated product or create detailed reports?
No.
You okay paying storage fees to save duplicate emails and images?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Message Archiver lets you store and find emails fast to avoid compliance and litigation penalties. Easy setup and single instance storage will save you time and money. And if you need help, you'll talk to a live human. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free. Go to Barracuda.com/yes.
Howdy, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:52. Kevin Sumlin was named to the 2012 Coach of the Year finalist for the Marathon Oil Corporation's Paul Bear Bryant Awards. Joining Sumlin as a finalist was Vandy's coach James Franklin, Ohio State's Urban Myers, Penn State's Bill O'Brien, Stanford's David Shaw, and K-State's Bill Snyder. Since we're talking about coaches, Coach Sumlin has had to kind of realign his coaching staff after Kingsbury left for Texas Tech and no official replacement has been named. So here's the coach on who will be the quarterback's coach and calling plays.
David Beatty is going to be moving to working with the quarterbacks, and Clarence McKinney's been with us for 5 years, and so is B.J. Anderson, our offensive line coach. It's really been kind of a team effort anyway, but David moving with the quarterbacks, dealing with that, and really a group effort, but Clarence McKinney will be calling the plays for this game.
And in press conference number two yesterday, he laid out his thoughts on the matchup between A&M and the Oklahoma Sooners.
When you look at the whole bowl matchup, I think this is one of the most exciting matchups there is. And once you look at it that way, from a traditional standpoint, two 10-win teams, the venue, the time slot, you know, you can't help but be excited about this game. It's going to be a great atmosphere for this football game.
And the Cotton Bowl is January the 4th. Kickoff is at 7, and all the action is live right here on 1620 WTAW. Tonight, by the way, there's a big two-hour Cotton Bowl preview show. It'll be live at Wings and More, and you can hear all the action for that here at 1620 as well. Four players scored double figures in the number 22 A&M won its seventh consecutive game with a convincing 83-60 crushing of Kansas State in the opening round of the World Vision Classic at the Cox Pavilion in Las Vegas. Junior center Kelsey Bone led all players with 22 points, shooting 11 of 13 from the floor, and the Aggies outshot K-State 56-44%. Freshman guard Courtney Walker added 16 points. Senior guard Adrian Pratchett had a season-high 13 points, and junior post guard Carla Gilbert also pitched in 13. That's too shy of her season best and career highs, by the way. The ladies will play Old Dominion tonight at 7:30 in the second round of that tournament in Las Vegas, and all the action for that game is on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Kind of a good news, bad news deal if you're a Longhorn Hoops fan. The good news is Sheldon McLaren scored 18 points, and the struggling Texas Longhorns upset number 23 North Carolina 85-67 last night. The bad news, Yahoo Sports is reporting that the NCAA will suspend Texas guard Mike Kabongo for the remainder of the season. Kabongo has been sitting out while the NCAA investigated whether he retained an agent, if he told the truth about being paid for a workout, and whether Texas knew if he had intentions of going to Cleveland for a workout in May after his freshman season. He'd considered declaring for the NBA draft but decided against it. Now he's now even just flirting with the NBA has got him in quite a bit of trouble. Here's Texas coach Rick Barnes on the situation.
All I know is there's a process that we're involved in right now, and that's what we're in. That's what I've been told. There's a process we're going through, and I'm going to rely on the process and the people here that have to handle that, and we'll see, and hopefully by this week we'll have the resolution.
Turning now to the NBA, James Harden finished with 33 points and 7 assists to lead the Rockets to a 125-103 pounding of Philadelphia. And good news for Mavs fans, the 11-time All-Star Dirk Nowitzki returned to practice for the first time this season after knee surgery. There's no timeline when he'll actually return to the court for games. With one quarterback change, the New York Jets may have affected the future of two of their quarterbacks, Mark Sanchez and Tim Tebow. The Jets explored options on Sanchez, including a trade, but that could be a problem because he's set for an $8.25 million guarantee in 2013, and they're looking at even trading Tim Tebow after the unproven Greg McElroy was put up for the starter against San Diego. They're keeping an open mind, and they'll make more decisions as the season continues. And finally, the community of Newtown, Connecticut continued to heal Wednesday night with the return of their basketball team, 5 days after 20 children and six faculty members lost their lives at Sandy Hook Elementary School. The high school girls basketball team took on their crosstown rivals and got their first victory of the season with a 64-44 win, which is a big positive for a town trying to move forward. That's your sports, brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigator contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Does the thought of dragging hoses and sprinklers across your lawn during another hot Texas summer get you sweating? Don't sweat it. Call Prince Irrigation. Now is the best time to get your no-obligation bid on a state-of-the-art irrigation system and have it installed between Thanksgiving and spring break and receive a 10% discount. David Prince and the Prince family have been in the irrigation business for decades and are leaders in the industry. Don't wait till it's too late. Install now and save 10%. Call Prince Irrigation at 774-4726. Like them on Facebook or log on to the website, PrinceIrrigation.com.
Gentlemen, do you want a great haircut at a reasonable price? Then Sonny's Barbershop is just the place. I was looking for a man's barbershop when I came to Aggieland about 5 years ago, and a relative suggested that I try Sonny's. After my first haircut, I knew I'd found my barber, and I've been getting my haircut at Sonny's ever since. The pros at Sonny's specialize in cuts of all styles. If you're ready for a real man's haircut that will impress the special people in your life over the holidays, try Sonny's Barbershop, located at Villa Maria, across from the Tejas Center.
Hey, couple of minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW. Sam Donaldson, hey. Hear about Sam?
No, I didn't hear.
Oh, yeah, busted for DUI. Yep.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Sam Donaldson is?
No.
Okay. December 1st, shortly after 8 o'clock in Delaware, he was taken to a nearby police station, booked and released. An adult pending his appearance in court is all it said there. Word is that the newsman was quite the gentleman and very cooperative.
Oh, he's a newsman.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then he has an excuse. News people need help.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Hey, did y'all see this video of the eagle swooping down
yes!
and grabbing the toddler?
Holy
no,
cow!
What happened?
In its talons. It was in a Montreal park. Well, it was a hoax, okay?
All made up?
It was a hoax. Three students created this thing. And if you haven't seen it, go look at it today. It's out there. I mean, I think it got a million and a half hits in a day. And they work, or they study at the School of 3D Animation and Digital Design.
They did a heck of a job.
At Montreal Center, NAD. As an observant commenter mentioned on the FARC website, if you've ever been there, it is the hoax of the internet right now. Apparently the eagle swooped, and I had a look at it. First of all, if it had just happened... It's snowing in Montreal, okay? And here's this child sitting in a nice green grass. So that should have given you some College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
We learned some very hard and painful lessons in Benghazi.
And Undersecretary of State William Burns has just told a Senate hearing.
We are already acting on them. We have to do better.
This after an independent review board concluded systemic failures were to blame for the inadequate security at the U.S. consulate in Libya, where the U.S. ambassador and three other Americans were killed in a terror attack. The horror of burying little children continues today in Connecticut. So does the search for answers. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live in Newtown.
Investigators here have a painstaking process of interviewing every witness to the massacre that is expected to take months. Meanwhile, according to investigators that spoke with the Hartford Courant newspaper, 20-year-old Adam Lanza's electronics may not reveal much at all. His cell phone reportedly had little to no phone calls or text messaging communications history on it. He also destroyed his computer in such a way as to prevent forensic investigation of it. Dave?
Courtney, the House could today approve a fiscal cliff alternative with talks still deadlocked with the White House, where Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live.
The House votes on the Speaker's Plan B that would avert tax increases on incomes under $1 million. Now, Republicans scrap plans to also offer a vote on the president's original tax increases. Instead, they're offering a second plan to replace sequester cuts with other cuts for a year. The White House threatens a veto. Speaker Boehner said, be my guest.
He can be responsible for the largest tax increase in American history.
The president urging Republicans to keep working on a larger deal.
Think about what's best for the country.
The White House says the Plan B vote has derailed the talks. Dave?
Mike, more people needed new unemployment checks last week. First-time jobless claims rose 17,000 to 361,000. The economy grew more over the summer as we spend more. Third-quarter GDP revised higher from 2.7 to 3.1%. And there's a big deal on Wall Street. The New York Stock Exchange is being bought out by a rival exchange, Intercontinental, for more than $8 billion. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
At Sam's Club, get more cheer for your holidays, all for less than you thought possible. Find the gifts on everyone's list from brands like Samsung, Eddie Bauer, and Keurig, and serve up the finest flavors of the season with Sam's Club gourmet appetizers, premium meats, and Cheesecake Factory desserts, all at exceptional values. Not a member yet? Join as a Plus member and save even more with the Sam's Club Cash Rewards Program. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. See club for details.
My Mercedes-Benz technicians know my car inside and out.
They arrived at my house and changed my tire in minutes. They had me on my way.
Prepaying for my maintenance is so easy and convenient. It's one less thing.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My go-to guys.
My rescue squad.
My road ahead. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
I know, it clips it off every time. What can I tell you? Folks at David Gardner's remind you, great time for you to stop in. Yep, they've got something waiting for you right there. They do, even if you haven't picked it out. It's still there. It's right there in the display shelves. They've been planning, you know, kind of ahead of time for this to know that there'll be people who will be coming in who are getting close to last minute. I guess this would qualify as last minute as we get toward that last weekend before Christmas, but you'll find something right there that's just right. And if you've got an idea of what you want, great. If not, fine. No reason to panic, because David Gardner's staff has been doing this kind of work for a while. David's been at it for about 30 years plus. So they know that you're looking for something that will be absolutely memorable. And when it's wrapped up in that David Gardner box and paper, then you know it will be memorable. Whether it's a basic, maybe diamond studs or loops, maybe it's pearls, maybe it's bracelets, it's a design from David or one of the other designers that he carries, they'll be exactly what you're looking for. So why don't you stop in and see him today at 911 University Drive. And don't forget, they are open on Monday. Normally they're closed on Mondays, but they will be open, of course, next Monday too. That's David Gardner's, 911 University.
Days have arrived in the Brazos Valley. Chances are you and the family will be traveling by car to visit the relatives. The last thing you need to worry about is the reliability of your car. The pros at B&B Automotive have a great special going on right now to make sure you have a trouble-free holiday season. Bring your vehicle into B&B Automotive located on Coulter just off Texas and receive $20 off a radiator flush and a complete winterizing checkup. Because the last thing you need to worry about is your car. B&B Automotive, making holidays worry-free for 26 years.
From community and culture to giving back in annual events, the 2013 Brazos Life Annual Manual is your guide to the who, what, when, and where for the upcoming year in Bryan College Station. Whether you are planning a dinner outing with friends or wanting to learn about the newest business ventures coming to the BCS, Brazos Life is your local guide for locals new and old. To advertise in the 2013 Brazos Life Annual Manual, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting at 695-9595.
Gentlemen, do you want a great haircut at a reasonable price? Then Sonny's Barbershop is just the place. I was looking for a man's barbershop when I came to Aggieland about 5 years ago, and a relative suggested that I try Sonny's. After my first haircut, I knew I'd found my barber, and I've been getting my haircut at Sonny's ever since. The pros at Sonny's specialize in cuts of all styles. If you're ready for a real man's haircut that will impress the special people in your life over the holidays, try Sonny's Barbershop, located at Villa Maria, across from the Tejas Center.
If you are looking to replace a copier before the end of the year, there couldn't be a better time. CTWP has a large selection of brand new black and white and color copiers ready for installation. CTWP offers unbeatable discounts for any member of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce, and until the end of the year, all leases are 90-day no payment. Don't get caught up in the holidays. Buy local, save your company some money, and let us do all the work. Call us today at 779-2998 or check us out on the web at ctwp.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 43 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Thanks to the diligence of a Bryan citizen, two car burglars were caught around 11:30 last night. Bryan police say a citizen called to report a burglary in progress at 3300 South College and gave a complete description of the two men. Upon arrival, officers found and arrested 18-year-old Diedrich Scott and a juvenile, both of Bryan. Police say the witness did an outstanding job, and they're very thankful for citizens who serve as their eyes and ears in the community. An A&M student from Montgomery was killed in a crash early yesterday morning. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says a two-ton pickup driven by 19-year-old Chandler Small left Highway 30 in Grimes County and flipped three times.
The trooper had access to the subject's cell phone based on the time frame and what was left on the phone. It appears to the trooper that she may have been texting. That might have been part of the accident investigation.
Morgan says Small, who was wearing a seat belt, was returning to College Station from Huntsville at the time of the wreck. Bryan police are asking for your help in finding who was responsible for an armed robbery more than a week ago, where the victim was also injured. The afternoon of Monday, December 10th, along Broadmoor between Carter Creek and Tanglewood, the 62-year-old victim told investigators she was in her driveway when a man struck her multiple times with his gun while demanding money. The woman received emergency room treatment for cuts and bruises, and the thief, who left on a bicycle, is described as a tall and younger black man of thin to medium build with chipped or missing teeth. College Station police are looking for those responsible for gunfire near the Lincoln Center and Southgate Village Apartments yesterday afternoon. Investigators say they have no report of anyone being shot, but officers found several shell casings along Eleanor Street. Witnesses reported that two cars, a maroon-colored Toyota Avalon and a silver-colored Lincoln Town Car, were initially in the apartment complex. Driving down Eleanor near the Lincoln Center, a gun was fired out of one of the cars. The vehicles left in an unknown direction after passing by the Lincoln Center. This week's College Station School Board meeting included taking another step towards forming a community committee that will recommend what will be included in a future bond issue. Superintendent Eddie Colson says the board wants the committee to consider repairs and updates to current facilities.
And that could be anything from roofs to air conditioners and other large projects to renovations that make sense for us as a district. We've been fortunate that we've been able to stay up with most of our big capital projects through the 2007 and the 2009 bond election. We're now to the point in the district that we have to look at that again.
Colson says he doesn't want to be placed in the position of playing catch-up, though it's happened due to unexpected growth in CSISD. And another cold snap tonight means firing up furnaces. In Bryan College Station, that means more than 15,000 customers of Atmos Energy will use natural gas to stay warm. Among the safety reminders from Atmos spokesman Chase Murphy is checking the possibility of carbon monoxide by looking at the color of the flame.
If you look at that natural gas flame, it should be a brilliant blue color. And if it is not, if you see little flares of yellow in there somewhere, that's a good sign that it is not burning completely. There is some incomplete combustion in there, and you could have some potential, and I stress potential, carbon monoxide problems.
Carbon monoxide causes health problems, including flu-like symptoms and sleepiness. Murphy says if that starts, call 911 and turn off the furnace until it has been inspected. Many members of the Blinn College Board of Trustees were at Kyle Field for the first Brazos Valley Bowl game that was co-sponsored by the school. Spokesman Brandon Webb says it was well attended.
Our hopes were to be well in the neighborhood of 8,000 to 10,000 fans, and that's certainly an aspirational goal for something you've never done before. But of the attendance figures we've seen in approaching four or five different bowls, we were definitely the largest, best attended bowl game. And that's not too bad for year one.
The Convention and Visitors Bureau is still tabulating the number of guests staying at local hotels for the bowl game, one of three sports events held the same weekend. And the U.S. House is scheduled to vote today on one of the parts of an attempt to avoid the fiscal cliff. Congressman Bill Flores says the proposal from Speaker John Boehner contains several components.
The estate tax is a problem. This permanently extends current estate tax provisions. People are concerned about Section 179 expensing for small businesses. This permanently extends that. 60 million Americans are going to be affected by the alternative minimum tax. This permanently extends the AMT fix, or the temporary patch that's been passed on an annual basis. So this permanently fixes that.
It also extends the Bush tax cuts on annual income under $1 million, and for the rest, increases rates by 4%. WTOW News Time is 8:11. It's 43 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTOW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. Pioneer Steel understands this. And when you walk into their door, you're not just the next customer. You're an established relationship that extends much beyond that. Family owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve its friends and customers with premium quality products and highly personalized service. For your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel to get the most out of your investment. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Live from Wings and More on University Drive, it's the Coach Billy Kennedy Radio Show from 7 to 8 on Monday nights. Join me, Dave South, and Coach Kennedy as we preview upcoming games and provide insight into the Aggie basketball program. Check out AggieAthletics.com for more details.
Hey, let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
We've had a strong cold front sweep offshore. Much cooler weather will pour in behind that system today. Lots of sunshine developing. Windy with highs of 55 to 60 today. Clear and breezy overnight. Lows will be 25 to 30. It'll be mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 60. Skies are clear tomorrow night. Not quite as cold. Lows 30 to 35. During Saturday, we'll see increasing cloudiness, a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go, and we're gonna do some trivia this morning, holiday trivia. Okay, not Jethro trivia because we don't have any Jethro trivia, but 695-1620. You know, it's sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. And this time it is. Today's question. The longest continuously held sporting event in U.S. America. The longest continuously held sporting event in America. Not meaning that they started and they haven't finished playing it. It's just, it's something that they do every year. You know, that's what I mean. Ooh. All right. 695-1620. If you do that, I've got like $30 in gift certificates from Ninfa's and Mannheim Steamroller Cinnamon Hot Chocolate.
Cool.
695-1620. So go ahead and Google that up. And then also later on this morning, of course, we're going to talk about McRib facts. McRib facts.
You may have just invented something Freudianly.
Yeah. Egg McRib.
I'll never forget the first McRib I ever ate.
Was it also the last?
As I said, I'll never forget the first McRib I ate. That's not right. What's the answer?
Curling.
No, thank you. Not continuously. It's every year. It's like a special event. What's the answer?
The Kentucky Derby.
That's exactly right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow. Who's this?
Phyllis Lupo.
And you did it so fast that you must not have Googled it.
Nope, I didn't.
You just knew that?
Yep.
Wow. Do you know what number two is?
No.
Well, I'll tell you. Westminster Dog Show, Kennel Club Dog Show.
That would have been my next guess.
Oh, of course it would. Okay, so I got $30 in gift certificates for you from Ninfa's and cinnamon hot chocolate mix from the folks at Mannheim Steamroller.
Awesome, thank you.
Come by. Thank you, Phyllis. See you later.
How on earth is the dog show a sports event?
Now, come on. Come on, man. You seen those dogs? What's funny is if you see a dog show in England, they make those dogs do stuff, you know?
Yeah.
They make them jump through things and go over fences and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Instead, that's closer to a sporting event than the Westminster Dog Show.
Yeah, well, they just walk around. All right, here you go. Here you go. It's jokes for kids. Christmas jokes for kids. See if you know the answer. What do sheep say to each other at Christmas time? Come on. Come on. Come on. Go ahead. Yes, what, Janet? What?
Bah humbug.
No. Oh, very good, though. That's good. No, it's Merry Christmas to you. You. Okay. All right.
Thanks, Scott. You are special.
Thank you. Okay. Why does Santa Claus always go down the chimney?
Because he's too fat for the chimney.
No, listen to you.
It's what you're brainwashing me.
Because it soots him. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, I know. All right. Why was Santa's little helper depressed?
I don't know, Scott. Why was Santa's little helper depressed?
Thank you. Because he had low elf esteem.
Oh, hey. That's just sad.
I know it is. All right,
I like that one.
Yeah, it is cute. Sean's here. That's why I
finished with
that.
Thank God you're here, Sean.
Thank you. Yes, dude.
I'm here to save your listeners.
Bail us out from that. So what's going on in the city, Brian?
Well, I'd like to remind everybody that we're in the midst of our 5 days to adopt at $5 at the Brian Animal Center.
Uh-huh.
So you can get any animal for $5.
Not just a dog, not just a cat. If they've got an anaconda, you could get it for $5.
Totally worth it. Five bucks for anaconda.
Oh, yeah, sure. I guess so. Yeah, the food bills would be more than that. Okay. So that's available till when?
That's available until the 22nd.
Okay.
So head out there
and save
some animals.
That's it. Okay, we've got a guest.
Yes, I brought with me today Janet Sandera, and mm-hmm. she's with our teen court at the City of Brian Municipal Court, mm-hmm. and she's here to give your listeners some information about that.
Super dandy, Janet. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about, there are some people who don't know what teen court is, so why don't you kind of tell them, first of all, what it is.
Okay, well, teen court is a program, it's a diversion program that is designed to offer an alternative to formal juvenile court proceedings. It's been around here in Bryan since January of 2008, so we've been going up on almost 5 years now. And the goal of the program is not just to assess a sentence or a punishment for a juvenile who has gotten in trouble with the law, but also kind of to address any underlying behavioral problems or issues that's going on in that teen's life and kind of help the defendant and the parent work toward a change in that defendant's behavior.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I've been around one of these situations, and the deal is that the kids actually kind of pass judgment on the person who has done something wrong, and they don't let them off lightly.
They don't. They're actually tougher a lot of times than an adult would be, and it's really a neat process to watch.
Now, and part of the process is that person who is held in judgment, or the judgment is held against them, they end up doing other things in teen court beyond that. In other words, they're not always the bad person. They have an opportunity to kind of be on that jury, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. They, jury duty is one of the options that the jury can give to a defendant as punishment, but also it kind of gives that defendant a way to take ownership and see the other side of things.
Sure.
To see that they can pass judgment as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, all right, so that tells us about it. So why are you here? Do we need some help? Are there some things that we need to do?
Well, I'm just kind of here to give you some more information about it. And, mm-hmm. you know, if there's anybody out there who would like to help out, we actually have a good good group of volunteers. We take what we do. We have a different setup than most teen courts in Texas. We take teen courts into the schools. I've got 5 schools who participate right now. It's Brian High, Rudder High, Brian Collegiate High School, SFA Middle School, and Jane Long Middle School. And I've got some really great faculty sponsors, but it's always great to have just adults in the community. We have lawyers here who help, just attorneys who are in town who help out and serve as judges and kind of give these kids just some advice on what it's like to, you know, pursue a goal, or I'm sorry, a career in law.
So sure.
Just anyone out there who would like to participate in this process can contact me, and just we can kind of get you set up and work with some of these kids at the schools.
Sure. Also goes on in College Station, but this is the one in mm-hmm. Bryan. But I like that concept of them going to the campuses. That's kind of a neat deal, that's for sure. Okay, now tell you how they get in touch with you if you want some more information.
Yes, you can call our Bryan Municipal Court. It's 209-5400 and ask for me, Janet. And I'll just be glad to visit with anyone who would like to get some more information.
All right, very good. Thank you so much for coming in tonight. Okay, so this is your last visit with us. You're moving into another division of the city, huh?
That's right. I'm headed to the IT department where I'll have a room with no windows.
Oh, boy, there you go.
And lots of computers with fans.
That's not so bad.
Oh, well, these from people who have no windows. They would know that. Well, anyway, I thank you for stepping in during this time period. Look forward to seeing you down the road, okay?
Thanks
a lot, Sean. All right, very good. That's our visit with the folks from the City of Brian. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance, serving all your insurance needs with honesty and integrity since 1936.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
More people join the unemployment lines. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The number of workers signing up for unemployment benefits went up last week. The Labor Department counted 361,000 first-time claims nationwide, 17,000 more than the previous week. Another report from Washington shows the economy performed better over the summer than previously estimated. The Commerce Department revised its numbers on the third quarter gross domestic product for the last time and now says the GDP expanded at a 3.1% annual rate from July through September. Stock market futures are mixed ahead of the Thursday session on Wall Street. Rite Aid shares may do well today. The drugstore chain posted a profit for the latest quarter. It had a loss a year ago. Rite Aid also raised its earnings guidance. Insurance industry researchers do not share car buyers' enthusiasm for the 2013 Toyota Camry. The best-selling car gets a crash test rating of poor from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Do you snore? Do you share a room with someone whose snoring keeps you up at night? Finally, for the first time ever, you can put a stop to snoring instantly with Snorebreak. Snorebreak is not a nose or mouthpiece, it's not a drug, and it's not a procedure. Snorebreak is a patented liner that goes beneath the pillowcase and reduces snoring from the very first night. The secret is a fusion of natural extracts that dramatically improve breathing. Snorebreak is comfortable, easy, and virtually undetectable. Snorebreak works, and right now we're sending risk-free trials to listeners in your area. Just call 800-510-5143. Don't suffer one more sleepless night. Whether it's light snoring or heavy snoring, Snorebreak will help put a stop to it the very first night. Hurry and take part in this limited-time risk-free trial. Just call 800-510-5143. That's 800-510-5143. Call 800-510-5143.
We Texans don't like getting caught in the middle of the stampede during the Christmas season, so just mosey over to the Texas Trading Post at txtraders.com. You'll find more affordable Texas gifts than you can shake a stick at. Ornaments, corporate gifts, apparel, beautiful metal art, Aggie gifts, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products. txtraders.com, the best local online shopping in the Brazos Valley. Texas gifts at affordable prices. txtraders.com.
Yum, it's 8:23. It's time to talk McRibs. Oh, yes!
I've never had one.
Really?
Nope. Neither have I.
Oh, you're kidding me!
I still haven't had a famous bowl.
I'm the, well,
I thought I was going to be forced to eat one of those.
Oh, I haven't had one. Anyway, so so I'm the only one who's ever had a McRib. Well, okay. It came about because of a shortage of chickens. In a 2009 interview with Maxim, Rene Arend, who is McDonald's first executive chef and inventor of the chicken McNugget, explained that the McNugget was so popular when it was first introduced in 1979 that demand quickly outstripped the chicken supply. Wow, they had to grow more chickens because of McDonald's? So the legendary pork sandwich was developed out of a necessity. Franchises that didn't have the chicken McNugget needed some sort of a hot-selling product. Thus, Rene scrambled back to the old kitchen and came up with that. Now, Rene modeled the McRib after the barbecue sauce slathered on pork sandwiches that he ate during a visit to Charleston, South Carolina, so you can blame it on them. Oh, although the McRib doesn't contain a single bone, no, it doesn't. Rene suggested the meat be patterned after a slab of ribs. Thus, that's the reason that they have pressed the pork bologna. I'm sorry, that they have pressed the meat. That they have pressed the pork to look like it's got ribs. But the first advertising, they said, it's boneless, you know, because it looked like it did.
Right.
Anyway, the McRib is the product of, are you ready? Restructured meat technology.
Oh, pink slime.
Yeah, something like that. Yes, exactly. It is. That is, in fact, what Richard Mandigo from the University of Nebraska developed, the restructuring meat product.
According that sounds
to an,
awful.
Yes, it does. According to an article from Chicago Magazine, restructured meat product contains... you ready?
Dun-dun-dun!
Tripe.
Okay.
Heart.
Okay.
Scalded stomach.
Scalded stomach.
That's right, which has then been mixed with salt and water to extract the proteins from the muscle.
I thought tripe was stomach.
Yeah.
No, tripe is the intestines.
Right, yeah. The proteins bind all the pork trimmings together so that it can be remolded, in this case, into that slab that looks like ribs.
So there's no actual air quotes, meat.
Well, those are better parts than what I had heard it was made out
of. Oh, well, there you go. It and the entire McRib sandwich contains about 70 ingredients. As it appears out of the box, the McRib sandwich consists of just five basic components: a pork patty, barbecue sauce, pickle slices, onions, and a sesame seed bun. But as recently reported by Time magazine, a closer inspection of their own ingredient list reveals the pork sandwich contains a total of 70 ingredients, including a flour bleaching agent, which is used in the production of foam plastics. Aren't you glad we went here? I'm telling you.
Those are the ones that always surprise me, though. At one point, does somebody go, hey, you know, when I worked at a foam plant, we had this stuff that would make this all stick together. Bring some of that in.
Yeah, let's do that, because I think that would be something that would make it chewy.
Well, see, I thought you said it was a flour bleaching agent. Like, maybe it's just something they happen to use for flour in other products, and they also can use it in foam production.
Oh, come on, Kat. It's more fun if we just think about there's foam in it. You know, I mean.
Yeah, but that's not what you said.
Why let the facts get in the way of the story, though? You see?
Wow. I'm a news person.
That's exactly right. Now, depending on what you've heard, McDonald's introduced the boneless pork sandwich sometime between 1981 and 82. The fast food concoction vanished in 1985, then reappeared in a limited edition in 1994. And the McRib pops up at McDonald's locations across the country sporadically. It's so random because the individual restaurants are able to offer the McRib whenever they feel like it.
Huh.
The practice has inspired websites devoted to tracking McRib availability across the nation.
I wonder if they're available right now on BCS, because I'm kind of curious about trying one.
All right, I'll have a look. But no, I can't talk to you now. I'm tracking McRibs. I have to find them on the internet. We'll see if we can find some.
The Aggie Report is next.
Last but left. Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the coaching staff. To win, you have to make sure your team is strong at every position. We understand. As a workers' comp provider, our first responsibility is helping businesses protect their employees so they can stay on the job. So, coach, even though we're glad you're telling your team to focus on training and equipment and technique, we have to wonder, have you been reading our playbook? Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
It's the Aggie Football Cotton Bowl Preview Show tonight on the Texas A&M Radio Network. We'll start the broadcast at 6 o'clock over many of these same stations. 2 hours of Texas A&M football, talking about the season just passed and about the Cotton Bowl matchup against Oklahoma coming up on January the 4th. We'll have the broadcast on that game, of course, here on the network starting at 6 o'clock that night. Special guest on the show tonight, including our Director of Athletics, Eric Hyman, Toby Rowland, who's the play-by-play voice for Oklahoma football. Former player Terrence Murphy is going to join us. Former head coach R.C. Slocum. Cotton Bowl representative Tommy Bain on the show tonight. Two of our coaches will join us. David Beatty from the offensive side and Terry Price from the defensive side. Rusty Burson from the 12th Man magazine. Richard Kroom from the Eagle. And of course Dave Elmendorf and Will Johnson, the broadcast team, each of our football broadcasts this year. That's all tonight. Our Cotton Bowl preview show on this radio station starting at 6 o'clock. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Football Report.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan.
We're Josh and Sienna Neubauer, inviting you to experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Indulge in designer cupcakes and cookies, or handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons. Stop in early for breakfast scones and muffins starting at 7:30 a.m.
This holiday season, remember the Chocolate Gallery for gourmet chocolate assortments for clients, friends, and family.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 Main Street in downtown Bryan. Learn more at bcschocolategallery.com.
Have you heard what America's Choice Roofing has brought to the Brazos Valley? It's the Freedom Roof Project. They want to give away a free roof to someone in need, but they need your help. Nominate, vote, and celebrate. For more details, see freedomroofproject.com or call America's Choice Roofing at 855-5-MY-ROOF. You can also stop by their new location at 4301 Alexis Court off State Highway 30 in College Station. America's Choice Roofing continues to help the people of the Brazos Valley through the Freedom Roof Project. Let America's Choice Roofing install your most important shield of protection. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who will give you a fully warranted roof that will last for years. America's Choice has certified roofing crews that have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. America's Choice Roofing, the right choice. Visit them at americaschoiceroofers.com or call 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 44 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy taste baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. 8 days after Brian Woman was robbed and assaulted in the driveway of her home, police issued a request for help in finding who was responsible. The 62-year-old victim went to the emergency room for treatment of cuts and bruises after she was struck multiple times with a gun. This took place the afternoon of Monday, December 10th, outside a home on Broadmoor between Tanglewood and Carter Creek. The suspect description is a younger black man with missing or chipped teeth, who's tall and of thin to medium build. He was last seen riding his bicycle towards Midwest and Carter Creek. There are no reports of anyone being hit by gunfire yesterday afternoon in College Station. Police are, though, looking for suspects in two cars, a silver-colored Lincoln Town Car and a maroon-colored Toyota Avalon. Witnesses say they were originally at Southgate Village Apartments. They then drove down Eleanor near the Lincoln Center, where shots were fired. Investigators found several shell casings. The cars passed by the center and left the neighborhood in an unknown direction. And two Bryan men were arrested last night after a witness reported a car burglary in progress to police. When officers arrived at 3300 South College, they arrested 18-year-old Diedrich Scott of Bryan and a juvenile who matched the citizen's thorough description. Police say that any time a citizen calls in to report suspicious behavior or crimes in progress, especially when so much information is given, it's extremely valuable because it makes the police work easier and helps to keep others in the community safe. Texting while driving might have been a contributing factor in a deadly crash that took place early yesterday morning on Highway 30 in Grimes County.
Returning from Sam Houston, I believe the person was there visiting some friends. Was on a return trip back towards A&M where a vehicle went off the roadway, a slight curve where the vehicle went off and it went in over end. My understanding, it flipped over in over end three times. The driver did have a seatbelt on.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the victim was an A&M student, 19-year-old Chandler Small of Montgomery. For several months, the College Station School Board has been laying the groundwork for a future bond issue. Superintendent Eddie Colson says that not only involves new buildings, but also taking care of its current facilities.
You don't want to be playing catch-up on your buildings all of the time. Sometimes that will just happen because of the unexpected growth, and you can't stay ahead of it, but right now, we're in the fortunate position where we can stay ahead of it or at least stay even with it. And over the course of the past many years, we've been able to do that. And certainly as a district, I think that makes good sense for our students and our community.
A community committee is in the process of being formed and will start work next spring. There could be movement in the U.S. House today on attempting to avoid the fiscal cliff. A vote is scheduled on a proposal from Speaker John Boehner that Congressman Bill Flores says protects some longtime tax deductions.
Under this plan, there would be no change to any the deductibility of home mortgage interest or property taxes or charitable contributions. And it also permanently fixes the capital gains rates and keeping them at a lower number than ordinary income.
Flores says they're still left with resolving how to address what he called an explosion in entitlement spending. And final numbers are still being tabulated on the number of guests who stayed in local hotels for the first Brazos Valley Bowl game. The Convention and Visitors Bureau is separating room nights from three sports events held the same weekend. Blinn College spokesman Brandon Webb says it was a discussion topic at this week's Board of Trustees meeting.
The things that came up, they go on the list of things you'd like to do better next year, the next time you host something like this. But as far as the public face of the event, it was smooth, and it was a good experience for the people who came. And everyone stepped up to do something good for the community, and again, to give a great game day experience at Kyle Field in December to these young athletes.
Attendance was more than 4,100, which Webb says was the highest of six junior college bowl games this month. And for the third time since Thanksgiving, temperatures are headed below freezing. Natural gas prices for more than 15,000 Atmos Energy customers in the Twin Cities are expected to remain low.
Atmos Energy buys the gas for its customers, and we get it at wholesale, and we pass on zero cost to our customers. There is no markup in the cost of the gas. That is the fluctuating part. Where we make our profit is from the rates that we charge for delivering the gas to our customers, and those rates are regulated.
Atmos spokesman Chase Murphy encourages customers to conserve consumption by installing programmable thermostats and inspecting doors and windows for drafts. WTW News Time is 8:36. It's 44 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Blue Baker. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTW.com. I'm Cab McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Blue Baker, artisan bakers craft remarkably flavorful bread using time-honored techniques. It's a gradual, natural process that takes 3 days and makes Blue Baker sandwiches, pastries, and stone oven pizza so special. Taste the difference 3 days make at Blue Baker, Dominic Drive or University Drive. Don't have time to dine in? Delivery and pickup are available. Call 696-5055 and be sure to visit bluebaker.com to discover today. Today's bakery special. Enjoy taste baked from scratch. Blue Baker.
We've had a strong cold front sweep offshore. Much cooler weather will pour in behind that system today. Lots of sunshine developing. Windy with highs of 55 to 60 today. Clear and breezy overnight. Lows will be 25 to 30. It'll be mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 60. Skies are clear tomorrow night. Not quite as cold. Lows 30 to 35. During Saturday, we'll see increasing cloudiness, a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:37. Okay, Kat, we have listeners who are there to help whenever possible.
Oh, good.
The Southwest Parkway McDonald's supposedly has a sign up that says McRib is back. Knowing you, you'd probably want one at 9:05.
Because
you've been up a while.
Well, it's possible. Okay. I don't know. I'm not sure about testing something new on my belly at that time of day.
I see. Okay, well, just letting you know that apparently they are there, so if you want to you know, run on by and get one of those sometime in the next few days.
Probably just for the cultural experience.
Yeah, yeah. Well, cultural experience is just going to a McDonald's can be fun. So good luck to you on that, and let us know how that works out for you.
Okay.
And the other thing is, if you like it, maybe we can entice Kevin into trying his first one.
What if I cut it in half and bring half for Kevin, and I'll eat the other
half? You could do that. You could certainly do that if you wanted to. Y'all can make the deal.
We could clink McRibs.
Them too. Even though there's no bones in there. And don't forget, while you're doing that, you will be enjoying, restructured meat technology at its best.
I mean, why not? It's basically the protein equivalent of a Twinkie, right?
Yeah, well, I guess. And it's probably gluten-free. I don't know if it is.
I'm sure there's several jokes made about it.
Probably. The Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show
was an awkward segue.
Yeah, thank you. is expanding its venue and adding two new breeds. The Treeing Walker Coonhound. Yeah. Oh, and here's what, the Russell Terrier.
Is that different from a
Jack Russell? I don't know. I guess it must be. For the first time and that'll bring us to a total of 187 that will vie for best in show. For the first time in its 137-year history, the two-day show, which is Feb 11 to 12, will be held at two venues. In addition to Madison Square Garden, it will extend to Piers 9294 on the Hudson River, so dog lovers can get close and meet their favorite breeds. About 32,000 dogs will be featured in the show. That's the most ever. Wow. Okay.
32,000 dogs.
32,000 puppies will be there. Yep. They really,
that's
really will.
Quite a cacophony.
Yes, that would be. Yeah, I could see that could get to be, like, noisy. All right, let me see our list of dumb criminals from 2012. Police say a man in Kima was riding his unicycle nude. That distracted drivers and created a hazard.
I can see where that would happen that way.
Could happen. Authorities say a 35-year-old man from New York tried to swallow several counterfeit $50 bills after he was caught trying to use them. Why? I mean, use them, I guess. Eat them, why? A Massachusetts man pled not guilty to attacking a bicyclist with sausage links and a wrench. I guess he just grabbed what was nearby.
Oh my goodness.
The Los Angeles District Attorney's Office said a sheriff's deputy pled no contest to charges that he smuggled drugs into the courthouse jail by concealing them in a burrito. Police say a man...
Was it airdropped
That's
in?
Exactly
Not
what
sure,
I was
yeah,
thinking.
From yesterday, yeah. Jacksonville police say a man took a cab to rob a bank to pay a $400 debt that he owed another man. After the robbery, officers traced the cab to an apartment where the suspect had changed into women's clothing. Just saying. Wisconsin, a man claimed to be the new manager at a Denny's restaurant, promptly went back into the kitchen, cooked himself a cheeseburger and fries.
No, I got it. I'll do it myself.
Hey, if you act like you know what you're doing, right?
I've used that trick a couple times.
Give it a...
I mean, not going
at
to
a kitchen?
No,
oh.
I mean, not okay. that specific.
Act
trick.
Like you know what you're doing. I got you. A man charged with selling drugs allegedly showed up in the South Florida courtroom wearing a jacket with a cartoon recipe of how to cook crack cocaine. That probably wasn't a good idea.
A cartoon recipe?
Yeah, I don't know. Prosecutors accused a California woman of faking an ankle injury to collect workers' compensation payments after she'd been running in high heels. And an Idaho man. Apparently trying to get the most bang for his drug purchasing buck, accidentally texted a narc agent who was searching, in fact, for people to buy and sell drugs with, and he made the amphetamine buy from the police detective. I guess he looked like a guy who had money. 19-year-old Idaho man with his last name tattooed on his forearm apparently tried to give police a fake name when they asked him. It's on his arm! He thought they wouldn't look. You never know.
This is my friend Bob.
Yeah, Bob. Bob's not here. Yeah. So, once again, the media doing a wonderful job. There are so many mozons in this business, it's just frightening. It's to the point now that the people who live in Connecticut are asking the media to just leave them alone. They are pleading with the media to please leave town. They show up at the funeral homes. They show up at the schools. They've gotten to the point where they're posting no media signs around the town.
Good for them.
I agree completely. I mean, for instance, here's a small sample of what these people have told us. One woman claims that a person from CBS News lied to me and said she was a friend of one of the grieving mothers. She came with a plant, so we let her on the property, only to find out that she was just a news person. Another one said, we received a call from the Washington Post and a New York TV station, and we're not involved at all. What's interesting is the hometown newspaper, okay, the Newton Bee, a member of the media, posted a Facebook message on Monday. On behalf of the entire staff of the Bee, we are imploring all our colleagues and journalists to please stay away from the victims. We acknowledge it is your right to try and make contact. We beg you to do it in the right way, and let them grieve and ready their funeral plans in peace. The Post generated an outpouring of stories from residents who claimed they'd been harassed and lied to by members of the national media. Amazing to me that the hometown paper with limited resources can get the story right, and there are still people who are not telling the story accurately on the national news. It's just, it's really, really sad.
It's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. Sorry to hear that that's going on. Steven Spielberg showed his movie Lincoln from members of the U.S. Senate last night. So there you go. Think they made popcorn? You think they shared? Do you think they shared the popcorn? I mean, really. As for his part, Senator Harry Reid said, quote, I hope everybody who shared this anti-political mood will go out there and see Lincoln. The movie portrays the nobility of politics in exactly the right way. Hey, Harry, you listening to your words? Huh? Are you?
Yeah, he's the leader of the
amazing dork face
contingent.
The Library of Congress has added 25 more films to its National Film Registry. Did that yesterday. The movies are selected for their important cultural, artistic, and historic achievements in filmmaking and included the 1914 version of Uncle Tom's Cabin. Several other groundbreaking films that included Breakfast with Tiffany's, Dirty Harry.
Hey,
yeah.
There you go.
In all the excitement, I lost count.
Go ahead.
Hey, A Christmas Story. Yes! That is awesome.
Yeah, it is.
You're
yeah.
such boys.
Oh, man, it's so great. A League of Their Own. Really?
Also a good movie.
I like that movie.
And The Matrix. I
There's no crying in baseball.
That's right.
That's a good movie.
And The Matrix.
Is that like one of the only ones you walked out of?
Yeah, well, yeah, I do. I generally try to stay at movies, but that one I did. One movie that won't make it, Anchorman 2. That'll be out next year. I'm saying that I haven't even seen Anchorman 2 because it's not out yet, but if it's anything like Anchorman 1.
They haven't even written the script, and they've cut some of the trailers for it.
Really?
No, yeah. It's all completely speculative right
That's
now.
That's pretty sad. Man in Queensland, Australia has pled guilty to being a public nuisance after turning his hose on a choir singing at a church next door.
That is by definition curmudgeonly.
Yeah, well, but I mean, and I'm not going to side with him, but they bring up an interesting point. The group's weekly evening practices finally proved to be too much for Rodney Allen Hyde. And who knows how long it went on and how loud they were. And maybe he couldn't close his windows, but yeah. So he soaked them with a hose.
And I think most people in developed countries can close their windows.
Yeah,
I'm just going to point that out.
And he soaked them, and they didn't quit singing, so he soaked them again. That's when police arrived, and that's when Rodney told him that he was annoyed at the singing, and the group wasn't responding to his demands to stop singing. He's fined $120, and the choir said they'll now practice in a nearby community hall.
Oh, I'd practice right out front of his house.
I was going to say, so he could get exactly what he's looking for. Let's do what we can to make you angry.
Do the whole Peanuts. Lululululul.
Oh, very nice.
What was that?
That's the part where Snoopy sings in the Peanuts Christmas.
I don't even remember that.
Now, let me tell you that.
Oh, wait. Does he kind of go like, like that?
Well, that's kind of what he was doing, yeah. I mean, it was his version of it. But that does remind me, and if you have an opportunity, and if you're from Old Bryan, you know this, because I used to live in the neighborhood, but I was driving through a neighborhood where I used to live nearby, and it's on Brookside in Bryan.
Okay.
And that's a pretty much established neighborhood. And years ago, they decided that they would put Walt Disney or Charlie Brown characters, cutouts. We're talking plywood painted with white light shining on them.
Oh, cool.
In all the yards in the neighborhood. Well, of course, there's some folks who've lived there for a long time, and they're not necessarily physically able to do that now. So the younger members of the neighborhood will erect their signs. And as I was driving through yesterday, during the day, I noticed that they're up again this year. It's the Disney characters, and then there's some Charlie Brown. So just for something different in a community effort that they've done in that part of Bryan, and it's right near the Bryan College Station line. And if you know where that is, it's Cavett, Brookside, that area right there. It's kind of a neat deal. You can kind of drive through, and I think they have a parade on the 4th of July, and they do different things within that little enclave within down in Bryan. So it's kind of up in Bryan. It's kind of a neat deal. If you have a chance to go through there and see it in the next few days, do so.
Merry Christmas, Brazos Valley. Mike Vivaldi here with Team of Navasota. People are always asking me when is the best time of the year to buy a new vehicle. Well, the time is now. 2012s, they got to go. We have 0% available, huge rebates, and we have over 500 vehicles on the lot. Whether you're in the market for a new Ford, a Chevrolet, or a Dodge, Team of Navasota has your vehicle. Thank you for making us one of the fastest growing dealerships in Texas. Check out our giant inventory at teamofnavasota.com. And to you and your family, hope you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
No matter what the temperature is outside, Batteries Plus is offering one of our hottest deals inside. Save $10 on a new car or truck battery today. Batteries Plus. Find the battery you need to replace at the Replace It Place. Savings after mail-in rebate. Other exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas Avenue and Holloman now through January 31st, where you'll receive $10 off Rayovac Maximum car truck batteries after rebate.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 10 minutes till. All right, so residents in a neighborhood in London couldn't figure out where their keys were vanishing to. And New York Post says that somebody finally figured out that a local cat named Milo had been sneaking into apartments when residents were out. And it turns out that Milo, good old Milo, was wearing a magnetic collar. So the cat burglar who owns a dog apparently had collected about 20 sets of keys by the time the mystery was solved.
That's brilliant.
It really is. I mean, here, Milo, wander around the apartment some. Dogs may be smarter than we think. New York Post reports a husky was trapped in a truck in London, Ontario, Canada, with two other dogs and two cats for at least a week. But the pooch saved all their lives by honking the horn to get attentions of passersby. Dog reportedly honked and honked until somebody finally responded. Police say the animals were left in the vehicle without food or water by the owners. The owners were later arrested. So that's kind of cool.
That is cool.
Able to save his brethren. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been named Time Magazine's Man of the Year. At least that's what the North Korean state media is reporting. You love this.
A repercussion of the Onion's article?
Hey, they just, I guess they do what they want to do. The Korea North Central News Agency says Kim was selected by politicians, business owners, artists, athletes, and broadcasters as Time's Man of the Year. And the truth is, the Supreme Leader actually did come out on top of the Time Readers poll, but his landslide victory reported all thanks to the hackers from a website, 4chan. Reports that 4chan members manipulated the top 14 places in the poll, giving Kim 5.6 million votes and landing him ahead of Jon Stewart by over 3 million votes. Don't worry, the readers' poll doesn't carry much weight, but there you go. Yeah, they were able to actually get in there and change it to make it the way that they wanted. Authorities are on the lookout for a suspect with an unusual face. Did we do this yesterday? The guy who had the duck face on? Yeah, I think he did that. Gerard Depardieu. Do you know him, the French actor?
Yes.
Gerard Depardieu. Kind of an ugly guy. It's amazing he was an actor. Says he's fed up with taxes in France and the government, and he is giving up his French citizenship and moving to Belgium. Wrote a testy open letter. Now, look, we grouse about taxes here, okay? We grouse about how high our taxes are. Listen to these numbers and tell me if Mr. Depardieu is not right. In his open letter to a French newspaper, he claimed that he was leaving because the French government believes that success, creation, talent, and difference, in fact, must be punished. It might also do for you to know that the French have a 75% tax rate for people who make over $1.3 million a year.
Yikes.
In Gerard's case, Depardieu's case, rather, he paid 85% of his 2012 income, and he said during his lifetime he has paid $190 million in taxes. I mean, 75% for anybody making over 1.3, and he paid 85% this year. So I understand that we don't like this, you know, maybe creeping 4 or 5 points up, but there are parts of the world where they are paying a whole bunch of money in taxes. Of course, they get a lot more than we do, but again, you want that? I mean, is that attractive to you to get the government to give you everything if it's being paid for? But again, maybe there's some poor French souls who like that because there, Gerard Depardieu, who's got plenty of money, yeah, he can pay his, well, what do they call it? Fair share, is that right?
Yes, yeah, I believe that's exactly what they call it.
Yeah, 85%, that's fair, yeah.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you, whether it's for you individually or for your business. Let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net. Or call us at 979-694-6900.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32 horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38 horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guarantee best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security, networking, and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data. All from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
All right, got tacky Christmas gifts. We'll probably save them until tomorrow because, I mean, you'll get to the point where you'll buy almost anything by tomorrow, right? Oh, my God, over the weekend. Oh, I got to buy something. Okay, well, we'll find something for you.
I resemble that remark.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
The truth. Tom Stuker, looking forward to scaling back his flying a bit in 2013 and getting back to his normal routine of 500,000 miles. That sounds about right to him. He is one of the world's most frequent flyers. Tom will receive an annual mileage statement that many travelers won't see after a lifetime of globetrotting. This guy is the first passenger to fly 1,000,000 miles on United Airlines in a calendar year.
Holy mackerel.
Yep, reached that milestone earlier this month. The feat comes about a year and a half after the carrier threw him a party for earning 10 million miles in flight, a celebration that included naming a 747 in his honor. He lives in New Jersey, travels extensively as an automotive sales consultant. He'll get a peek inside. You'll get a peek inside his hectic lifestyle on a reality show called Car Lot Rescue. Begins airing on Spike TV in February. I guess that's like the guy who comes in and saves the hotels, right? Whatever that thing's called. And so he goes in and saves car dealers. So 1,000,000 miles in a year. Too much
fun.
That's
crazy.
Here we go. It's the most germ-ridden hotspots. Kimberly Clark, the company that makes Kleenex and baby wipes and disposable diapers and Depends and all that kind of stuff, hired the folks at the University of Arizona to check for the most germ-ridden spots around the country. They went to 6 major U.S. cities. That'd be Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas, Los Angeles, Miami, and Philadelphia, and came up with the following list of places that had germs that are usually associated with high risks of illness. So here are the things you shouldn't touch. Vending machine buttons. Crosswalk buttons. Parking meters in kiosks. ATM buttons. What do you use, your elbow? Escalator rails. Mailbox handles. And number one would be gas pump handles. The study recommends you wash your hands after touching any of these surfaces, or at the very least, use some hand sanitizer. I guess this is where they announce they'll be rolling out a line of hand sanitizers, right? Kimberly Clark hand sanitizers.
Sure.
You'll trust us forever. I guess you heard this news. The Nielsen Company, which has done TV ratings for years with their set top boxes, now is buying Arbitron. That's the radio station managing.
Really?
Yeah, that measures the radio listeners. $1.26 billion. So we'll see. U.S. consumers spend almost 2 hours a day with radio. It is and will continue to be a vibrant and important advertising medium. So I guess they'll put it all together and hope that all the media outlets will spend money with them.
TV's a fad.
Yeah, never catch on.
So, it is. We've been around longer.
You know, tomorrow's the end of the world, right?
Yes.
One of the group that's really not worried about it? The Mayans. They're all pretty chilled out. Living life in Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, planting corn, harvesting oranges, raising pigs. Lots of people are reading things and getting scared about the world ending, said one Mayan priest. But that's not going to happen. And another recalled all the people who panicked June the 6th of 2006 because it was the 666 thing. Nothing happened. Why get panicky, said another resident. If something's going to happen, it's going to happen. Well, I like that. And again, that's the Mayans telling us how to behave. Howsomever, in China, apparently people there's some people who are just apoplectic over this. Authorities say they've now arrested more than 500 members of the banned Christian God Almighty cult for allegedly spreading doomsday prophecies. So there you are. They said that tomorrow the sun will not shine and electricity will not work for 3 days beginning on December the 21st.
Want to bet?
Yeah, really. And it's ironic because this is the anniversary in which Thomas Edison privately demonstrated his incandescent light.